It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. Yeah. I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants, like, uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I told Derek I shit out the bat wing the other day. I would have had a camera phone. I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throw it in there, and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear. And I'm like, what?
How often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Indeed.
We are the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com.
As always.
I am Derek. With me, as always, we have Matthew.
Yawn.
Steven.
Snore.
Vaughn.
Penis.
Freudian slip.
All systems.
We do have Horn Lauren in studio.
Penis.
Lauren, you want to say something?
Con microphone.
I can. Hi.
Of course you can. Your microphone was down. I turned it up.
Thank
Bitch.
You.
Wow.
Hey.
And we also have producer Carly here.
Whore. Oh, do we?
Oh, wait. No, we do. Oh.
Slut.
Producer Carly's been at her computer for 2 days working on the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
If that means galaxies.
Well, see, when I first showed up, I tried to play, you just so happened you're wearing the same exact outfit as you were 2 days ago.
Yeah.
In the same exact seat you were 2 days ago. It's funny. It's a coincidence. No, it's fact.
With a bag, with a shit.
She hasn't showered, went to work, or moved from that seat in 2 days.
Have you been all...
Stop it.
With yodel packages all over the place?
Wow. I wish we had some fucking yodels in here right now.
Ooh, they are the most delectable Drake's cake ever.
Twinkies.
They would be fucking gone. Like those ice creams were gone.
Yes,
yeah, those ice creams are fucking
gone. Why don't you more of those?
What are those things called that are like bigger than a yodel and they... So
ring ding?
Swiss rolls.
Swiss rolls are fucking
those
delectable.
Are awesome.
Yeah, but we were
talking
every
about once in a while we'll get them in work.
400 calories per roll.
Don't care. They could be 8. I'll still eat them.
They could be 10 million calories.
Seriously.
They could be
so bad.
It could be 100% of my daily dose of everything in the day, and I'll still have them because they're fucking good.
They can automatically give you a polyp, and you'd still eat them.
Seriously.
Susie Q's are good.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Yeah. This is pretty much what I lived on as a kid. any select Drake's or Hostess
and avoiding
variety.
Veal.
What's that?
And avoiding veal at all points.
Yeah, I almost had that for dinner today. Ugh. Again.
Just veal and sweets. That's basically
and cigarette smoke.
Cigarette smoke.
And cigarette secondhand smoke.
Secondhand
and fucking Susie Q's.
Yes.
Little Debbie's. Little tumors.
It's a wonder I haven't put a gun in my mouth.
Yeah. It is. It really is. Oh, you are a funny little kid. So anyway, we are the Aristocrats. We actually, I printed out a shitload of stuff.
You got a couple good things.
There's a lot of things.
Uh-huh. You got a couple things here.
Of course, the big story today is that fucking cat.
Oh, yeah.
Let me pull him up real quick.
Oscar the cat.
It's in the papers, and I've seen it like 3 or 4 times in different news pieces.
Yeah, apparently this cat lives in a nursing home or a hospice.
Yeah.
Oh, no, isn't it like...
Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
Isn't it like in the dementia ward or something stupid?
That's where I grew up.
It grew up in the dementia ward.
But it just hangs out in, like, the hospice.
It hangs out in the hospice, but it knows, apparently. Did I shut you off, Matt?
Yup.
Oh.
Good.
It might be a good thing.
Yeah.
Try again.
Oh.
Oh, hey.
A whole system penis. No, and now Lauren's off.
Yeah, Lauren's off, too.
All right. I think everyone's on
Hello?
Now.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Everyone check their mic.
Yeah, right. Check. Good. Yes.
No.
Okay. Because we had an extra mic laying around somewhere.
Right behind you.
Yeah. And I just want to make sure it was off.
Your mic is turned on. La-dee-da-doo.
Your mic is working.
So this cat apparently senses when people are going to die, is what they think, because they have, what, about 25 recorded cases of it basically cuddling up with patients hours before they die.
Yeah, like laying in the bed with them and like a couple of hours before they die.
Basically, this cat is killing people, is what I think.
Well, isn't it that...
That's what I got from it, because cats are evil.
Wasn't there like a old wives' tale that if a cat got on, like if a cat was near a child, it would suck the life out of it?
Yeah.
Like its life breath out of it?
Something like that. Because they're fucking evil, yeah.
Life
no,
breath?
Cats are awesome.
Shut no, up. They are. They're fucking...
How often do cats usually live in... nursing homes.
Billions of years.
I have no idea.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
No.
Chances are there's probably some kind of odor or something that a person emits.
That's what they said, a biochemical reaction.
Has to be.
It's death.
And the cat knows it. We don't. Cat does.
Cats know when they're going to die.
Yeah.
Like animals know when they're going to die. They run and hide.
Yeah.
So why would they know when a person's going to die? Makes sense.
Or... with the cat's killing it, which is what's happening. Obviously, the cat is smothering patients.
That's what's going on.
And it's got to be stopped.
The cat wants them to pet it, but really, the cat in the cat's mind is like, go underneath the bench. Go underneath the...
Oscar made grandma's mouth a litter box.
Wait. Can I... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut, but I think something happened in the corner over there.
What?
She made 83, everybody.
All right, fucking log off so you stop stealing
mean?
My bandwidth.
Yeah.
Grandma fucking just choked on a cat turd.
Fucking breaking news. She made 83.
Apparently, Carly wants to join in the challenge that I posted to Alex from...
oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. That's the only thing I can assume.
Demented and sad, but true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is demented and sad.
Yeah, the cat apparently curled up on some old lady. And she died a half hour later.
Yeah, because it probably curled up on her nose.
Yeah, probably coughed a furball in her mouth.
She couldn't breathe.
Right on her face. Well, they had an interview.
The dead patients come with, like the coroner's office. There's like catnip in the throat.
I saw it on a Oberman show, Countdown, before I came here. It was like the number two story. I was like,
what was
you kidding
number one?
Me? Oh, I didn't get the. I was gone. By
pretty sad day for news if that's the number two story.
Yeah, and
you can't talk without a mic.
Yeah.
And that mic is not on.
Now, what do you want to say?
You just can't talk.
The top one was probably when Beyonce fell down the steps.
I think that was
a week ago.
I think that was yesterday.
They're just airing it today.
Dumb. Like,
all,
who gives a
all
fuck?
Over
I heard
news.
About that last
it
week.
It was like,
oh my God, she fell down? Nobody ever did that before.
It was.
It just looked
never
really
happened.
Funny.
It was part
she
of
fell
his.
Pretty hard.
It was part of his keeping tabs stuff yesterday.
Well, Chevy Chase is laughing somewhere.
Chevy Chase should be dead somewhere.
When's that cat gonna curl up on Vern Troyer? So I really hope he dies.
On a side note here, the patient
they could probably fist fight Vern Troyer and win.
The patient was in room 313, psycho sick, everything has to do with wrestling.
Fuck. Wait, hold on.
Lucky 313.
They had an interview with an old guy who had the cat sit
we
there.
We just cuddled. That's what the cat would say.
Seriously.
What a question about the deaths.
We just cuddle together, that's all.
They had an interview with an
cuddle
old
and hiss.
An interview with an old man who had the cat sit on his lap, and but didn't stay there long. It was very revealed because he knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, oh, you know, maybe the cat just had a false alarm.
I would just kill the cat.
Bash his brains in.
I would just throw him out the window.
He's cute, too.
He's
kind of fat.
Yeah.
He's kind of fat.
Can I see the picture?
It's kind of far from here. You'd have to get up.
It's a fucking. It's a cat.
You'd have to walk those sexy legs over here and say,
oh my God.
Wow.
I try.
Wow.
Lola's gonna bring it to you.
Wow.
I try.
Wow.
Go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
All right, Matt.
Vaughn, just hand it to me.
He's unbelievable,
ew.
Folks.
You guys are destined to be married.
Stop it.
Ew.
You cracked. And Matt's destined to get married to her sister.
Large-breasted, large-bearded babies.
Wow. What?
Learning disabilities. And
whoa!
Wow! That would not come from my side.
Yeah, actually, Vaughn has all
learning
that.
Learning disability. Yeah, we were just talking about what he'd be getting, or it would be getting from Vaughn. What? That's all.
Okay.
That's it. Large breasted.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this all you guys talk about? It's like,
yeah.
You're big fat tits.
Yeah.
How retarded would Vaughn's kids be? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, basically.
It's great. It's fantastic.
You'd have to marry, like, Dr. Doom in order to have intelligent kids.
I wish we had that splicer that Conan O'Brien has.
Oh,
if
they
made
it.
To make babies, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to explain the compliment thing?
Yeah, we want to talk about this.
God, the compliment.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
So if you never met Lauren and you saw her on the street and you were going to holler at her like I do on my mail routes every day. What did you say? She had a nice ass. You didn't hear what he was talking about before?
No.
Oh, Derek was probably doing the setting up the show.
I like the little in there.
Oh, my God.
You didn't hear what he said, really?
No.
Okay. Vaughn, for whatever reason, pointed out to me that...
I was asking
because nobody could see that Lauren's legs are exposed today. No one can see that.
Yes, they are.
As if she's never worn a skirt here today.
Yeah, well, I've worn skirts here before.
But those are shorts.
And I've worn dresses.
She was wearing a
skirt. Those are like a skirt.
Yeah. She was wearing a skirt on Friday.
I
sort of got her ass cheeks were hanging out.
They were not. It was not that short.
But she was wearing all black and white, except for her shoes, which were the brightest red you can imagine.
Yep. Yeah, they
and
were.
The biggest heartogram earrings you've ever seen in your life.
Exactly.
I'm wearing them right now.
They were down to her tits.
Door knockers.
Wow.
That's pretty low.
It's
pretty far. Yeah.
But
they were down to her kneecaps.
But
there were lines jumping through them as they were
I was asking a hypothetical
fire.
And like but, in my idiotic knowledge, in my idiotic way of speaking, it came out retarded. I'm sorry.
All right, well, Matt, say what Vaughn said.
Go ahead, Matt.
Without Vaughn interrupting.
Yeah, Matt, go ahead.
Basically, Vaughn wanted to know if I think Lauren has nice legs. But he just kept on dancing around.
It's like a contrived way.
Yeah, like if you weren't her friend. Like if you didn't have some kind of mental separation between finding a woman attractive and just being friends with her, would you find her legs to be nice?
It wasn't
that complicated.
If
you weren't friends with her and you didn't know her, you know. Would you not be able to objectively tell that she has nice legs?
He's fucking Produce Vaughn all of a sudden.
Produce Pete's got a little more of a lisp.
Wear a different color.
What?
Wear a different color.
No, I don't wear colors.
Whoops. Ouch.
Black is a color.
Black is
the mother
is
of all colors.
Doesn't make you look
slimming. But what?
The universe is black. We are all black.
So is WB.
No stars.
All black,
all
no
black.
Stars.
No stars. It's universe before the Big
that
Bang.
Old gag.
Anyway, I found out that was actually a Jay Leno joke.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's a good one.
You finally tracked that one down?
Yep. Yeah, it wasn't, nobody had posted about that when I first looked it up, I don't know, a year ago, but I looked it up a couple weeks ago when it was mentioned on the show.
Well, Toucher imagines that Lauren has nice legs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Compared to Vaughn's varicose cottage cheese monstrosities.
Matt says thank you. I like that. No, like he's her owner or something. Like when you compliment a dog, like, oh, thanks.
No, I was saying thank you because he injected a little bit of
he reiterated what you were saying.
Well, I keep her on a decent diet, and I keep her coat nice and clean.
Okay. Anyway, Vaughn was basically asking for approval to give a compliment. To
He was looking for verification if it was okay. He didn't want to come out and say, hey, Lauren, you got nice legs. He wanted to pawn it off on me first and say, well, Matt judge it so then I can say it. Now he's twiddling his hand saying, all right, let's finish this.
But
let's
then I asked him and he said yes.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah.
Die.
He did wig out a little bit.
I'm not a big leg person.
No.
No.
Okay.
Legs and ass, baby, just
whatever.
Like chickens.
Seriously.
Thighs and ass, legs and shit, you know.
What?
How about like any part?
Yeah, actually everything about a girl is hot.
Except for a massive stomach.
Like, well, that's not hot.
Oh,
sometimes
there are some people that I know.
When
that.
A girl assumes the shape of Vaughn, yeah, I'm on a track.
Whoa. But
when she has a beer belly bigger than mine, it's
paler, hairier, and bigger than yours.
Whoa.
She's running around in a bikini.
Well, you did date a girl bigger than you, right?
At the time period?
You said 6'3", 250.
No.
What?
What did I say that?
Where was Dan Dunn?
That was a few months ago.
Maybe.
Did you fuck Dan Dunn?
6'3", 250?
Sorry, Dan.
I think it was 5'3".
250? No, you...
I don't think she was as fat as you think, but she was as taller than me.
5'3", 250. Are you... That's a nasty boy right there.
It really is.
It's a po' boy.
It's Jerry Sachs.
Jerry Sachs.
Brianna Knobs.
Brianna,
no, I think it was taller. I don't think it was.
Joni Sags.
I think it was around my weight, like 240.
Uh-huh.
And about six.
It was around your
weight. Around your weight, like 10 years ago.
She was roughly the same size.
No, Vaughn was right. It.
Yeah. Wow.
Really didn't last
long. Over two bills.
It was like a two-day thing, so it really wasn't all that long.
Okay.
It's right.
A day for each 100.
Wow. Okay.
That should have 3.5 then.
If Lauren messaged you on user plane, existentially speaking, and hypothetically,
existentially speaking,
and she showed you her femurs, would you think they were attractive?
Shut up. Her femurs.
If she showed you x-rays of her legs, how would you grade those?
Yeah, well, Eric is the one sitting there writing on the user plane with her in the picture.
Yes. That's one of the most...
Actually, I think everyone, almost everyone in this room is an offender of that.
No, I don't do it.
Of what?
Of writing, well,
like
using my
typing
face
as somebody
and
else.
My name on user plane.
Pretending to be Lauren.
Almost everyone in this room, yeah.
Not
I felt like a woman, I'll tell you.
Well, let's see.
Steve, you did a great job.
It was a lot of fun. I didn't want to leave.
Did an excellent job.
I'll say it now. Two of us in this room have done it.
What?
Have falsified information and became a woman for a couple of hours.
What information?
Their own.
Okay.
Their own sexual ambiguity and became a small a small woman. What?
Or what?
Saying, what we
became just a small woman.
Actually, no. It was just kind of like smart-ass comments that they were...
It was just being a jerk.
Guys are pulling out their dicks and jerking off the camera.
Yeah, actually, this one guy was doing that and typing with one hand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For about a half hour.
Yeah, half hour.
We're typing with no hands.
Well, there you go.
Wink, wink.
That's stamina.
A, C.
That's coordination.
And I could not look. It was so disgusting.
You looked.
Hands of Don coordinated.
Matt, what did I do?
She actually laid down on the path by her pool on the concrete while this was going on.
And rubbed her stomach?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
what?
It.
Because that makes sense.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Because you just killed this entire conversation.
Why?
Anyway.
What are you even talking about?
We got
about?
Anything else in the news?
Don't we have another story?
It'd be funny if when Eric showed his face, the guy came.
Oh, God. He was like right ready. Oh!
The guy said that's exactly
then,
what I pictured.
And then what noise would he make?
What was the noise?
That'd be like a really good ejaculation noise.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have that on cue?
Yeah.
No?
Matt, did that one guy...
The first one.
Matt, did that one guy...
Thank you.
Yes.
What?
You were saying?
Nothing.
That one guy what?
That one guy what?
I said, did that one guy finish? Did he end up finishing?
Did he come?
I don't say that.
Actually, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Did he shoot a fat load?
He certainly did.
I didn't look. I wasn't watching. Matt was watching.
He did. He did. He did, and he folded.
He folded.
Dope. And that's about it.
What do we got?
Yeah, it's great.
It's going great. That sucked.
So was that
Steve, you got something?
Yeah. Kind of. Interesting how this story has like a picture of just a living room next to it. I don't
think
know
it's
why.
Supposed to be an ad.
Yeah. Okay. A 49-year-old former substitute teacher in Queens was charged with endangering the welfare of a child after allegedly boasting to students about his fondness for performing and receiving oral sex.
So,
What I say in this class better stay in this class. Las Vegas, hint, hint, ha.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Whoops, I just ripped that off. I'll probably get sued for that.
What happens in math class stays in math class.
Yep.
Let's see. Nothing. There's really not a lot to the story.
Is Clydesdale in there?
Yes.
But he says at the end, he discussed sex in the context of hip-hop lyrics.
Wow.
Really? Why?
What context is there? It's not like you're like trying to figure out Frost. Why not?
What does
I'm drinking. I'm drinking rum and
juice. Oops,
so you
got to drink.
Matt, what were you saying, Matt?
No, I'm trying to figure out like why. Like, what was the significance?
There's really not a lot to the story. It says he didn't return calls. The report notes that he denied discussing his private sexual life. Instead, he discussed sex in the context of hip hop lyrics. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Like
how is that going to relate to what was he, a math teacher? No, it doesn't say. What he was teaching.
So he was putting everything in the terms of math lyrics. So he was like, you know.
I said math just off the top of my head. Doesn't
rap
say
lyrics,
what he was.
You mean rap lyrics?
Rap has no place in the classroom ever. Under any circumstance.
Well, if you're in an
he
urban...
He likes to perform calculingus.
If you're in an urban environment, it's second nature.
Did you just say environment?
Environment.
In New York, it is an environment.
Are you Ralph Wiggum? What the...
Actually, he is when you think
he
about
kinda
it.
He kind of is. He is a grown-up Ralph Wiggum.
Yeah, I can't
really
speak
is.
Either, jackass.
Ralph Wiggum. Ralph Wiggum.
Retard.
He really is. That's a good comparison.
Calculingus. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, where's my rum?
Rum. Yum.
I don't know, but...
The soda can is warm. I'm not content with
it. Yeah, well, guess what? We just bought it.
Well, guess what? I have a fucking ice-cold bottle in the fridge.
All right, whatever.
Oh,
He did this with 13 and 14 year olds?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Both of them are.
And this is just math class.
No, oh, I don't know what it is.
It doesn't exactly say what his class was.
Was it sexual education?
It was Long Island, too. Long Island City High School in Queens.
In Queens, yeah.
Strong Island.
It's not Long Island.
No, you're right.
You want to know how to get off Long Island?
That's just disgusting.
I'll tell you how to get off Long Island.
It's just like a whole bunch of shit we were talking about on Tuesday. You know?
Speaking about teachers making bonehead moves, I just heard recently that the professor who compared 9/11 to somehow Nazis, I don't know.
Oh, that black guy?
Oh, yeah.
No. It was just like a hippie-looking guy.
Yeah, didn't he get like suspended from school and stuff like that?
He was out for a while. Yeah. He was on leave, and then I guess they didn't want him back.
The hippy-dippy professor.
Yeah, and then he got fired. His name was like Churchill something.
Churchill Downs?
Yeah.
Churchill Downs.
That's it, yeah, I guess. He's fired now.
Good.
Thankfully.
Nice.
Now we need the Mario victory music.
See, the planes crashing the buildings is a lot like Auschwitz.
What?
Yeah. Burning people and everything, you know? Similar. He compared it to, who was the other Adolf during World War II? Steve?
Adolf Meikel?
Eichmann. Yeah, he compared it to him. I don't know how it...
That's really pulling at hamstrings. Yeah, that's like...
Hamstrings?
I don't know how do you even...
That's really pulling at strawberries. Grasping at them.
For instance, did you know...
But, I don't get it.
That the ashes of Jews during World War II was made as fertilizer to grow these strawberries.
It's very possible.
So you're eating dead bankers.
Jewberries.
Dead bankers.
Dead potential bankers.
Did you know their skin was used as art pieces?
Got that. Condoms.
For
the Führer.
Wow. But anyway, I don't get it. I'm glad he's fired.
I wish he was fired from life.
Yeah, you don't you don't make ridiculous comments like that.
You make fun of 9/11. Yeah. You don't make comparisons to 9/11.
Yeah.
No. You make fun of the Holocaust and 9/11. You don't make comparisons to one another.
You don't make fun
exactly.
of 9/11 yet. It's too early.
Apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges.
Cyanide and planes.
Pretty much.
What?
Okay, anyway, that was a little quick thing. That's all he deserves. So, any more teacher-related stuff today?
I don't know.
Any teachers
boys
sex?
Basketball coach.
Excellent.
Exposing himself to an undercover officer.
Whoa!
Brooksville. Where is that? Is that New York?
Like
it says TampaBay.com.
Like Florida.
Probably Florida then.
Yeah. What's it say?
I'm reading it. I just picked it up.
Wow. We didn't have much time to really do anything today.
No.
There's a lot of background noise today.
It's air conditioning.
Right. Weird.
And we got ruffling.
I don't know. There's like nothing to this story. It fucking sucks.
All right, cool.
And if you want to know why she's yang, because she just pulled... Carly just put out a big thing of Jaeger.
We're making my Jovi and Jaeger shots.
Okay. Fucking they're making Jaeger bombs.
Oh, well, I think we can relate the story. Bull. We know about some teachers in the area who have exposed themselves.
On what?
That's not true.
What? Hot Rod...
Those accusations have no merit.
Dude,
okay,
we're gonna get sued someday from this.
We get sued for what? It was the truth.
Yeah, we had a disgusting, creepy, fat mole man of a teacher who was a pervert, gay, and like just a complete weirdo.
Yeah. who exposed himself.
And after we left high school, he was kind of ousted. I guess he was told, like, hey, nudge, you got to leave, kind of like Nixon.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, basically.
Except Nixon didn't show his dick to some dude. It's true. Fuck, stop.
It's true.
Maybe he did, I don't know.
It might be.
His nose looks like a dick, so it could have been confused for
Dick
one.
Dixon.
Oh. Yeah.
But, look at this cock.
But he admitted to at least one class that...
Have a teddy bear.
When he was feeling, like, depressed, he would go to a local park and give teddy bears to children.
Yes, that is a fact.
And this man is, like... Disgusting.
He's a big fella.
He's just a big, fat, bald, old guy.
Yep. And he's been that way his whole life.
He never wasn't a big, fat, bald, old guy.
In not so many words, admitting that he was abused by his father.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I think Derek is bringing up Transformers.
Nope. He put a pillow, he put a teddy bear on
what
his face.
What was the Ethan Frome thing? Like he loved. What was her name? Nettie or
Ethan
something?
Ethan loved his Maddie.
Maddie. Nettie.
He loved that book. I don't know why.
He like cried when we watched the movie, and they slammed into the tree.
I can't imagine how many times he must have seen it. But he was just a very creepy man.
He was.
He wrote an encrypted creepy message in my yearbook.
Oh, you got to bring that in.
He memorized it.
They draw a hand of one pointing and one making an OK with an arrow going in.
He might as well have.
See you during the summer.
Wink, wink. Well, know what I mean? Say no more.
One kid who actually we went to school with who turned out to be gay, they didn't catch this. He did the, he typed the penis. You know, yes. You do the, all the equal signs and then the.
Yeah, 8 equals D.
Yeah. He made that at the end of his little quote at
and
the end of the book.
And they didn't catch it, no.
And they didn't catch it.
Because they were dumb.
Yeah, and he sucks cock.
He does.
But, yeah, I had seen that fat, weird, creepy teacher. I didn't know anything about any of this.
I've seen that fat, creepy, weird.
I didn't know anything about him exposing. Oh, yes. I seen him some years after I left high school, and he was at the local Blockbuster by my house. Whoops.
Working there?
Yeah. And he was like, I remember you.
No, he didn't say that.
Yes.
Well, stop.
He said, I remember you.
Stop.
He saw my name.
No, actually, what he probably meant to say was, I never forgot you.
I loved your creamy lips.
You want to jump on this homo bandwagon too?
I always loved your creamy bald head.
I have little lips, number one.
Do you have any more 8x10s of your senior photo? Mine seems to be missing.
Means to be ruined.
Horrible.
By missing, I mean whitewashed. And I was just like, I wanted to just jump out of my skin.
Yeah. A little gross.
Yeah, because I was just like, I never wanted to talk to him.
It's a little disgusting. I don't know.
We had another teacher too, that fat Latin teacher.
Oh,
he got fired for trying to
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Hitting on a girl or something.
Because he
the big fat dude with the beard.
He accused
me. He was disgusting.
What did he do? He's walking down the hallway and in my all black
hippie
as usually as usually I
wear. Dumb.
And we're going back a good, 8-10 years. He basically accused me of sadomasochism.
When was this?
For no reason.
What?
I was just walking down the hallway, and he was walking with a couple other students. And he says to the students, what is that thing they say? Whips and chains and all those games.
Calling you a sadomasochist?
Wow. Like, yeah.
Because he wears black.
And I said, what?
Were you dripping blood like from your mouth at the time?
I might have been, yeah.
Carly, you do understand by drinking. Carly and Lauren are drinking the My Jovi copyright.
Me Hovi.
And Jaeger shots.
No, actually, we decided on Dutch chocolate vodka.
No. For the sake of this, we're going to go with My Jovi and Jaeger.
Jaeger.
But that's, you owe Bon Jovi money now.
Why?
You keep saying
it. Here he comes. Oh, my God.
He's coming to the house like fucking Mr. T.
Lauren just lit up when she heard that.
She really
like
did.
This was karaoke at a bar on the shore. You lame ass.
And she's 45 and just waiting for this thing.
Ooh, she's rubbing her legs, Vaughn.
Stop, I'm itchy.
Yeah, you're itchy now.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm itchy.
The juices are flowing.
You.
Here we go.
I hate you.
Bon Jovi and Vaughn. It gets any girl
I
hot.
Love Bon Jovi.
Jovi.
You like Bon Jovi?
No,
really?
I don't.
You just said you do.
You like guys? You like ugly guys from Finland and Bon Jovi?
He's not ugly.
He's fucking nasty.
Yeah, he's pretty
heroin ugly. Cheek dudes from Finland.
How can you be so critical of another man?
Wow.
All right.
He's an ugly she just punk. Blew up your fat spot.
What's wrong, Carly?
No one wants to try our fabulous drink.
I'm drinking rum and Coke. I don't want to be
mixing
liquor.
Steve, can you
liquor.
Have just a little sip?
No, I can't.
Wait.
Matt, it's got vodka in it. Okay.
Ooh, Matt's drinking alcohol.
Matt just drank alcohol. Oh my God.
It's got coffee in it. It's
Matt,
right.
You want to try the regular without anything in
no.
it?
Bum,
does anyone want to? Bum.
If you bring it over here,
at least right. I knew I would be able to tolerate the taste.
If you bring it over here, as in Vaughn or Carly will bring it over for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
It actually.
It's actually pretty good. Like, it tastes like just like a Coke float or something.
Yeah, kind of.
I didn't
do
that.
Yeah.
I think it was Steve.
I didn't do that either. Did I?
I mean, that whistle sound.
I don't know. I opened the can.
I heard.
I'm getting kind of drunk. Right. So I don't know.
Getting kind of dry.
Drunk.
When I bought these at Zebu,
would love if you were dry.
I bought these at Zebu, and the man behind the counter, I'm not sure if he was the owner of the Zebu in...
Had a hard
was
on.
He a fat, bald man?
Was staring at your breasts?
Yes.
Complimented your legs?
He wouldn't be staring at her breasts.
Said him is awesome?
He was not staring at my breasts. But he said that he had known the My Jovi creator, and he said that he would never do anything.
He would never do something like that.
Wait, what was he, some weird fucking like Pacific Islander or something?
No.
Zeebo.
It tastes alright. It tastes like Coke and
some coffee.
Weed.
Some
yeah,
fucking
it's
weed
good.
Up.
I like,
like
it.
That. What's that coffee Coke
not
version?
Bon Jovi. It's good.
Yeah, Coke Black. It's like that shit.
Coke Black. Bon Jovi is a good paisan.
That's what Carly said. Carly said it's like Coke Black.
Guido de pasta. Yeah.
He's okay. A good paisan, you know? He comes in, he orders his pizza, he's a happy guy, you know?
Bon Jovi, that's scum.
I make him rigatoni, happy guy.
He's got the pizza's shaped hubcaps on his gun.
Pizza-shaped
pepperoni never stays on.
Gross.
Ew, we're nasty. Awesome.
All right, anyway, what else we got?
Really nothing, so I think we should just end the show.
Well, anyway,
I got a shitload of news there. There's nothing good.
What do you mean there's nothing good?
Some prostitute, big deal.
Can I hear another Bon Jovi song?
No.
So I can sing?
Okay. You got one, or you want to...
Still getting chicken fajitas.
All right, come on.
Okay, this story out of Patterson.
Oh, Vaughn's reading the story. Everyone calm down.
Someone stole 100 gallons of water from Daisy Van Rens.
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
Well, what?
I can't say the last name.
Patterson, New Jersey.
Daisy somewhat.
Daisy's
backyard, and they didn't spill a drop. She woke up on Wednesday morning to find that her family's inflatable hip-high 10-foot pool was missing.
Interesting.
It was stolen during the night, and they didn't leave. They didn't even empty it.
Not a drop of water was left behind.
No. It's like a cow mutilation.
Yeah, basically. It was a crop circle.
All there is, on the picture on here, all there is just the spot where the pool's been sitting for like a month and a half. Like, because they have, like, a concrete patch in the middle of their backyard.
So, what, they just get, like, a flatbed and slide it on there somehow?
She's saying that they had all this other shit. They had two grills, chairs, umbrellas, all this other stuff that was easier to take. And they took a 10-foot wide, filled to the balls, hip-high pool instead.
Probably a joke or, like, a prank.
I guess.
Kids probably just
but you think... I would have deflated the thing and had all the water go out, then stole it. I wouldn't have stole it with the water.
It's crazy.
It's Patterson, dude. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there?
I hope not.
It took a little time and effort.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, it's ridiculous because it's like, no, it's no way in hell.
No way in hell. No chance.
Whoops. Whoops-a-daisy.
They weren't expecting it to be stolen at all. No shit. They weren't expecting it to be stolen because they live in a nice, quiet area.
Yeah. All right, this story is just, I don't know what happened to it. There's not enough information. There's nobody dying. There's nobody...
there's nobody to make fun of. Yeah. Death. I don't know. Uh-huh. Let's see what the Post has.
The Post.
The anyway, Post. Evolution and God do mix. The Pope.
Oh,
fuck
no.
Fuck him.
The Pope says, fuck him.
Fucking...
Fuck the That's a double Pope. Pun there.
Fucking Nazi kid. Fuck him.
A Nazi kid. You're right. He's crying for Jews and shit.
No, he was a Hitler youth. What are you talking about?
No, he just had them reinstate something in the Easter reading. Saying, talk about the conversion of Jews to Catholicism.
Yeah, he just said, okay,
he's definitely not
to beat Jews.
Yeah, what? Basically,
During the Christmas, during the Easter period, we get hit with the fucking logs.
What was that?
What?
Beat them with bags of money. Sacks of,
what are they saying in the chat room?
Nothing.
This show sucks.
Why are we listening to this shit every week? What the fuck's wrong with us?
Do you want me to put up the webcam?
I wanted you to, but...
Would you like me to do it on the break? I'll do it on the
somebody
break.
Somebody
flash
right now.
Level 83.
I'll do it on the break.
Someone's got great yams. Okay. I mean, like the told they're
saying.
Wow. Yams.
What?
You hear that? You got great yams now, too.
Those are nice sweet potatoes,
not
honey.
Not only you got nice legs, you got great yams.
Wow.
Yeah, you should. You know what? You should flash everybody to get some interest generated.
I'm sorry.
Show
no.
the sign.
No.
Why not? If I had tits, I'd be pulling them out all the time.
I'm sorry. I don't want to.
I do, and I do.
Show the thigh. Wow. That's what I should do.
I'm not going to disrespect myself.
Oops.
No,
sorry.
Don't disrespect yourself. Show your.
I'm not Vaughn. I don't pull up my stomach.
Show the back. Show the back of your head. That's hot.
We don't care about your stomach. We just care about breasts.
What?
Fuck you.
Yeah, you got a nice back of the head now, too, Lauren.
So disrespectful. You and I are going to have words later.
Later.
Yeah.
Fuck
We're going to have sentences, and you're not going to like mine. Because they're going to be long and without
I'm
punctuation.
I'm going to be using multiple syllable words later. You're not going to like it one bit, mister.
Or understand.
I'm not going to use conjunctions either.
I am not.
Don't you dare throw that.
Remember,
you know what happened last
anything.
Time? No throwing.
Yeah, didn't throw
if you throw something,
lady.
We're throwing
Be a good listener,
out.
Vaughn.
Yes,
no Vaughn. Throwing.
Vaughn's on probation.
Be a good unfunny woman. Unfunny.
He's on slobation.
Vendo, I'm totally behind you.
Anal probation.
Hey, Vendo, you don't want Vaughn behind you.
God, that you fucking prick.
Last week we were talking about the Britney Spears thing.
Oh,
the
we
rehearsal.
Were.
Who she brought dead that yet? Up? You were Vaughn.
I brought it up, I think.
Yeah.
She
apparently
dead
she's getting there. And I was actually talking to a guy at work today about that.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, they're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Her and like Lohan.
I really,
like,
really hope they wind up getting into a car accident with each other. That'd be great.
Like
with
over
each other.
Like, overdosing like, while driving in convertibles in the snow.
Like Nicole Richie is hobbling across the street, like grasping for like a piece of fruit or something like that. And then both Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears collide right into Nicole Richie, all three of them at once. And Paris Hilton can film it. I think that might work. That might
in
work.
Night vision.
Is Nicole Richie pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that baby's gonna be like not even a pound.
Oh, it'll weigh more than her when it's born.
It'll be the weight of a chicken nugget.
She doesn't even look pregnant though, not at all.
Well, I think she just because
she's
out,
in a fucking wreck sick. Maybe last that's week. Why.
Britney Spears does look really hot in these pictures though.
How can you? How can you deal?
Not
when
a good situation.
Yeah, it's gonna look like a chicken nugget when it comes out of her.
Yeah.
Like Tom Thumb.
Yep.
Chicken nugget.
Fuck yourself.
Tom
Thumb.
Thumb.
Is that what you call your dick?
Matt, you gotta stop that.
I can't.
I cannot. Disgusting.
Do it off mic, then.
I cannot.
He can't tear good ass, but he can burp like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you really can. Your farts are so pathetic.
It's like puff.
Like that's your it. Life, it's
puff.
So pathetic.
It's like flop.
But anyway.
Seriously, it's like, we're going to fart. Guys, look out. I'm going to rip a good one. This is going to end everything. Get ready for the end of the world.
Your skin's going to melt off.
All right, just walk right over that phone. It's fine.
Yeah, whatever. Just drag your fucking loopy balls over it.
Ew. Well, anyway.
So astronauts are flying while intoxicated.
Sweet. Let them. They deserve it.
Aviation Week in Space Technology says it has obtained a draft report that says NASA allowed astronauts to fly while intoxicated on two occasions.
Synthahol.
What?
Nothing. Anyway.
Okay. The respected trade publication, which doesn't identify its sources, shady, says members of a government panel found evidence to suggest heavy use of alcohol by astronauts during the 12-hour period before launches.
Yeah, I'd say the chances of death are pretty high, so you might as well get pretty drunk going up there.
Astronauts aren't supposed to consume alcohol during that period, obviously. Mm-hmm. They're going to be flying a space shuttle.
I don't know how much of the flying they actually do.
No, but they should be conscious of what's going on.
It would probably make you sick, too. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you'd get like nauseous anyway.
I bet it makes it a lot easier.
Wait, vomiting and no gravity?
Blarf.
Well, then I brought that story up about that's why when they come off, they're all like wobbly legged.
Yeah.
They're probably all hung over.
It has nothing to do with the G-force.
No, absolutely none.
Why are you so sticky? Don't ask.
There's just puke and beer all over the place.
Where do they get it from?
What, vomit?
No, where do they get
who's that? Who's that off mic?
Yeah. You gotta be on mic.
Say, where do they get the alcohol from if they're not supposed to have it?
Well, they probably bring provisions in. They're probably allowed to have some of it.
Oh.
Yeah, they're probably allowed to have it while they're up there. But
just
yeah,
not like, don't while they're taken off.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whatever. Drinking and not flying.
Who's that you're texting, Vaughn?
Drinking and floating.
None of your fucking business, woman.
Some one-legged clown.
Oh.
Wicked clown.
We call her
Wicked.
Peggy.
As long as they don't use their cell clown. Phones while they're flying.
Wicked. Wicked.
Spaceship.
Yeah, it'll fucking cause it to crash.
Her name's Peg Leg Peg.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Vaughn is derailing the show now.
I'm not fucking derailing the show. Fuck yourself.
Vaughn is the fucking backbone, the flimsy backbone of the show.
Seriously. Did you guys see that MythBusters?
Which one?
The one where they were doing the cell phones and driving versus drinking and driving.
Oh. Yes, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
What was the myth?
What was the outcome?
The deal was how.
Oh, well, great. Okay, I was drunk when I watched it.
Okay, let me fucking. The deal is.
How's it feel, Vaughn?
The bit
how's it feel?
Is. The piece.
What's that?
Shut the fuck up, you bald punk.
Carly was going to actually tell the story.
She was drunk texting
second.
While she was.
Well, okay, fine.
She was watching.
Oh, no. I was just going to say that they basically. They drank to the legal. Like, the like right
below.
To where it was.
So
right
half
below.
A beer. Half a beer.
No, they
it
was
each
like
had
two
like,
or three.
Yeah,
or
it was
three
it was
beers.
Legal.
Not
no,
even.
It was California legal limit.
Yeah, because
it was right below because they couldn't.
be at. Like, it was like 0.08 is legal, is you get arrested. So they were like 0.07 or 0.06, which is fucking nothing.
It really is.
It's not.
And so then they drive around the course, and there were certain spots where they had to go at a certain speed.
Yeah.
And then they had to, at, like, one time, there was, like, three options, like, straight, right, or left. It and was... they had to, like, make a split decision. And they basically did that, and then they did the same test while they were driving, on like, talking on the cell phone to Jamie. And he was asking them questions, and he's like, all right, repeat the sentence back to me. And they were really bad. They failed every time.
I think they did the cell phone thing first, because... Yeah, they did the cell phone thing first, and it was like an obstacle course, like you do when you were 17, when you took your driving test.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of thing, you know, a small cone test, whatever. Well, you have to stop at certain places, you have to make right, you have to avoid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They just first did it with the phone, and then they got them drunk.
Yeah,
and then they did it again, and it was pretty much bad all around. They failed all of it,
both ways. See, it's like,
they failed it worse actually with the cell phones than they did with, when they were drunk.
Were they holding an actual cell phone, or
they were up to their face?
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
because hands-free, I don't know how much better that is, because you're concentrating on whoever's talking to you either way. I mean, I know that you have an extra hand if you're holding a cell phone.
You also kind of have the choice, though, when you're driving, when you're talking on the phone. You're like, hold on a second. I got to make an important turn. You can't hold on, drunkness. I got to make an important turn. There's
well,
no...
that was their whole thing. Like, if you're coming up to something, you can put the phone down. But if you're drunk, you know, there's no turning off drunk. They actually said that at the end of the show.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Do you think hands-free, though, actually makes it better to talk on the phone while you're driving?
I mean, if you're listening to music and you're really, you know, like, paying attention to the music, you know, is that like...
I think anything in the car. If you're listening to music and you get too distracted by that, you can cause an accident. Like, they're trying right now. They're trying to put an ad to that ban of, you know, no driving with cell phone.
Yeah.
To no text in Jersey.
Yeah, I heard that.
No texting.
Well, I think texting
that's harder
is
to catch.
Texting
is so much worse. I've almost killed numerous people texting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I know when Steve is texting and when he's driving in front of me, because the car just kind of like 6 to 8 feet left to right.
Yeah. Scraping the barrier.
But how about like smoking a cigarette while you're driving?
Lighting a cigarette.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, smoking it too, because you have one hand.
I drive with one hand.
I drive with one hand all the time.
I never drive
with one hand. You're not supposed to, though, right? There's like a certain position you need to keep your hands on.
10 and 3, baby.
No. That's just because I have my hand out the
window. Actually, they changed it.
10 and 2.
Actually, yeah. It's 10 and 3. No, it's like 9 and 4.
10 and 2.
Because
9 and 4.
Well, yeah, because of the airbags.
It was 10 and 2 for so long.
Well, because of the airbags.
Oh, the way they deploy?
Yeah, the way they deploy, they actually were hurting people's arms more
often. That's what it was on Saved by the Bell. That's what I'm sticking to.
I drive at like 7 and 4.
If I drive
at 12, noon,
12:10,
and 6,
depending which arm I use, 12:10 or like 10:57.
But I know when I talk to people just on speakerphone. I mean, I can pay attention, you know, and carry on a conversation.
I've driven in many stages of inebriation and under the influence, and I'm actually probably a better driver when I am.
You're more a little more.
That's
cautious.
What you think, though.
I am.
Seriously, a little more cautious.
Yeah, definitely.
Except when you drive the wrong way down Route 18.
Oh, wow.
That was
oh,
no, it was Highway 35.
Oh,
no, it was
35.
Highway 33.
33.
Oh, my
past
God.
A cop.
Oh, my God.
Past a cop. How that happened, I'll never know.
Where are you coming from? Because
I was in Neptune. I was coming from a woman I work with at her house. We were hanging out drinking.
Right.
It was like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I drove to a specific spot where the street merges with like, it comes to like perpendicular to Route 33.
Yeah.
And it's kind of confusing if you're not paying attention. If you make a left turn, you go on the wrong way on the highway.
Gotcha.
And I went on the wrong way. There was a cop sitting on the side of the road. He had to have been sleeping because his car was on. He had to be sleeping.
Wow.
He was just sitting on the side. I was like,
you got lucky.
Holy shit. Because that night I would have been a fugitive because I would just ran from the police. Uh-huh. And I'd probably live in Switzerland right now.
Like, your story's funny, but I'm just getting distracted by Vaughn texting right now.
Go to fuck yourself and stop bringing it up.
Go to fuck yourself
and dubba gubba jibba.
That's the new Monopoly fucking command.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Go to fuck yourself.
Go to fuck yourself.
Go to oil up those sexy long legs. Wow. And then move further up to your
if
vagina.
If I weren't your friend.
And cut off your sleeves and show off your manly wolf tattoos.
Yeah. Manlier than your gay ass shit.
Your manly half-red fucking wolf tattoos.
Wow.
Completely sunburnt to a motherfucking crisp.
Yeah.
Why?
Juggalo. Because I was at Great Adventure yesterday.
Because he's 4 years
how
old.
How was that?
Awesome.
I haven't been to Great Adventure in like 3 years.
Head to toe in clown
anything
paint.
New?
I haven't been
what's
to
that?
Great Adventure.
Anything new there?
Well, if you haven't been there 3 years, there's like a couple new rides. El Toro, King of the Ka.
Did you go on them?
Of course. We got the flash pass thing. It's so great. It's like
it skips you ahead, right?
Yeah, it skips you ahead of like everything.
Did you see any questionable people at Great Adventure?
It was like just nothing but Jews, Bennies, and blacks, and just every sort of disgusting person I never want to see.
Yeah, basically every type of person you really don't want to be around and have fun.
Yeah, that's exactly like
times 15.
Yeah, just the gayest people, and they're all from New York.
Most obnoxious.
It's like the
annoying,
entire parking lot is New York plates and everything else.
People.
I just wish I had a flamethrower.
Yeah.
But no, the rides were cool and definitely getting the thing because, like, we got there at, like, 10 o'clock and the park doesn't open until 10:30, which was news to me. Oh. But
yeah, whatever.
It was, like, packed by the time, like, it was ready to open. And, like, to go on a ride, like, instantly it was, like, a two-hour wait. But we got the Flash Pass thing and you go on, like, right away. It was so great.
Default 2 hours.
Pretty much, yeah.
How was King Ka?
It was cool. It's really quick, though, but it's, you know, It's
like
really
a 30-second ride.
Did you get your picture taken?
10 seconds.
Wow. On any
Actually,
of the
rides? Actually, I have a wallet.
Do you
picture,
really?
Yeah.
Do you have it right now?
Yeah, I have
I
want to
see it. Show
on the break, I'll take it.
All right, cool.
You got the double Dugans going?
I was going to, too. But the last ride we went on was Medusa.
You need the Aristocrats.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I should have the sticker like holding it up. And I was like, all right, make sure you do something for the camera. And we went past the camera. I was like, shit.
Me and Carly had the best one where we looked bored in the camera. Yeah. That one was really funny.
Reading books.
Yeah, like we had like our head on our hands. And we're
texting.
Like, yeah, that'd be funny.
Reading Harry Potter.
Yeah, every time I go on a roller coaster, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to die.
No, you want to, what was that one? That's, was that the Superman one? They have that one there,
I didn't
right?
go on that, actually.
Well, you're allowed, even though that kid.
It's not the same ride.
It's not
the Superman
same.
Ride, like in our Great Adventure, is not the same
as the one that pulled their legs
off. The one
off.
They had was like a free fall thing.
Did you,
almost like
did
that,
we ever
yeah.
bring up the, did we ever bring that back up that they actually were able to save one of her feet?
Were they really?
Wow. Yeah, they actually reattached
that's worth
one.
It.
They're actually able to reattach one. The other one was no
in
good.
The safari.
And we thrown to the wolves.
The monkeys got it.
Yeah.
It's fucking monkeys.
And they had the white tigers out. That was pretty cool.
Did you guys ever go through that wild safari?
I used
I
to
once.
With my sister
no.
when I was a kid,
once,
but I haven't
yeah.
been through. I can't imagine there's a safari like a half hour from here. You know? Isn't
yeah.
that weird?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, yeah. though. It's You definitely don't feel like you're in the park, though.
No, yeah.
No.
You don't feel like you're in Jersey.
Yeah. I remember they had the big thing. It said, like, no canvas tops. My sister had one, but she's like, we can get through. And I was freaking out because I was like, it's sad, no canvas. I was like, six or seven or something.
Derek, the law-abiding citizen he was.
Well, no, because the fucking monkeys ripped through them because
oh,
they're
bad.
Assholes.
One time we went bad. Through, and you have a choice to go through the part with the monkeys or you can go. You can
yeah, you can bypass the
yeah,
monkeys.
You can completely
just take a dump on your car.
And
yeah, they're terrible.
We had, like, Pop-Tarts in the car for some reason and because I had younger cousins and they always had to eat or something, whatever. So we put all the Pop-Tarts on the hood of the car.
You're related
we went
to Vaughn?
Through the monkeys. And there was what? No joke, like, 12 monkeys on the hood of the
12
car.
Monkeys.
They wouldn't come off.
Nice.
Because they were eating all the Pop-Tarts.
Isn't that a Bruce Willis movie?
It was kind of
yes,
scary. Yes.
Really? Brad Pitt.
13 monkeys?
13
12
monkeys.
12 monkeys?
12
monkeys, yeah. Terry Gilliam.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome movie.
It's great.
Die.
The 13th monkey was getting the new Hill album.
But they'll like smash your windshield and stuff.
Yeah.
Like they don't care.
Just get like a baseball bat.
Yeah, you're at, like at their mercy, like whatever they want to do.
Seriously.
Yep.
Get like a llama coming up to you.
Why are they such jerks though?
Because really? It's probably monkeys. Fun. Imagine you were a monkey and you were like, cool, what's this? Let me rip
you
this
can
apart.
Do
like,
whatever the fuck you want.
And nobody's going to do anything.
Like, of course, we all know they have this superhuman strength or super monkey strength. Since they ripped off some guy's fucking foot and genitalia a couple years back.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that story?
Punch and
what?
Beat.
Yeah, like,
what is that about?
Some fucking idiot had a monkey and I guess they couldn't keep it anymore. So they brought it to this, I don't know, monkey refuge or something. And they go in there with a birthday cake because it was the monkey's birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they walk in and all the cages are kind of open, but they're in there. And the monkeys see the cake and there's like, I don't know, there has to be like a dozen of them. And they attack the guy and the guy's wife. And they rip off his foot. They rip off his genitalia. They bite off, like, the wife's fingers and all this crazy shit.
Oh, my God.
They, like, ripped off half his face. And it was just like, you had no idea monkeys could do this.
Yeah.
They were little monkeys?
Yeah, they were, like, orangutans. They were just monkeys.
Monkeys
are strong. Like, that you would see in, like, the movies, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that they train, put little conductor outfits on them and shit.
I was talking about that with Matt, actually, in the car.
What was that?
What, training monkeys?
Yeah, actually, not training. I was talking about the Speed Racer movie. They're using live...
they're
going to
lose
animals.
Live chim chim for that?
They used a real monkey, and PETA stepped in And they actually, I think they actually took the monkey from the set because they said that there was abuse because there were no trainers or anything to actually keep tabs on the monkey.
Yeah.
And they were claiming that the monkey was physically abused. So they
What is
PETA again?
PETA is the ethical treatment of animals.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was a guy from Boston named Peter.
No, PETA.
PETA.
P-E-T-A.
They were using PETA steel for it. And,
PETA steel.
Steel. Ew.
Monkeys.
Well, he's got a tail.
If he was backwards,
I guess.
Oh my god!
I think we should take a break.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Carly. Do your segue.
Oh, so PETA's in the news again because of
really
that,
what
that guy,
now?
The guy from the Atlanta Falcons, Vicks or whatever.
Oh, Michael
with
Vick.
Michael
yeah.
Vick with
Michael
the
Vick, that's right. The
pit
dog.
Bull fighting. Yeah.
I had a story about him, but apparently Steve thought it wasn't airworthy, so he didn't read it.
I'm just saying.
I like how I print out all. I literally had like 18 stories.
I didn't.
And
see
he read one, and he was like, "No, these are all garbage."
Well, he's drunk.
I like him.
Well, now he's drunk, so you can probably get him to read something.
Yeah, Michael Vick. He pleaded not guilty.
Don't give him any of your shirts, though. He might cut the sleeves off.
Yeah. Not guilty to something he guaranteed.
Who, Michael
totally
Vick?
Did.
That's what we're talking.
Well,
about.
Did you see?
They had like he had cages in his house.
He had
with like dogs in them, and
house,
yeah,
I, think.
Yeah,
well,
I didn't do it. Wasn't me. Not just like. Cages, like two or three. He had rows
yeah.
and rows of cages.
Yeah.
Like five or six dogs in each cage.
Wow.
And like there was a shit ton of people outside the court just with like signs. Like, you know, it's like it's all old women and old guys and stuff like that. But, you know, because there's nobody our age going, oh, don't kill the puppy.
Yeah. That's me. I would actually like to crush his face right now.
I mean, it's just plain douchebaggery yeah. what he's
douchebaggery.
What he's doing, what he's getting in trouble for.
A den of douchebaggery.
Oh my god!
I think that's the greatest way to start.
That's the new. That's the show title.
I wanted to crush his face before I knew he killed dogs.
Yeah,
yeah,
just, yeah. He's just yeah. a worthless Negro.
A shit ton of douchebaggery.
That's the title for the night.
That is shit ton of douchebaggery.
Innocent until proven guilty. Okay.
Guilty. Wait,
fuck
who's that
too.
From? Is that from
I would
Toucher?
Rather.
That is from oh. E. Whoever that is.
Oh, I thought
well,
it was from
go
Toucher.
Fuck yourself.
Because I thought
I would rather find out that he was running a sweatshop. Than,
that would be hysterical.
Small little animals.
I hate Indonesian kids.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
Wait.
Gives a fuck about puppies. Gooks. They're not even people.
Yeah, wow. I'd rather that than him to be hurting defenseless animals, even though
yeah.
they're
yep.
kind of, you know, they can defend themselves.
No, not really.
Well,
No.
They're
nope.
tough dogs, but.
They are. They can definitely hurt people if they can't
yeah, but when
themselves.
You smash
no.
them, when you kick their skulls in, I don't think they can really defend themselves.
No, then they're kind of screwed.
Yeah, they're kind of dead.
When yeah, going, this is just making me infinitely angry.
Why don't
we
go
so
on break so we can cool
when
down?
When you throw them off a fucking building.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Getting the webcam up.
Webcam's coming up, and you're not getting titties unless they're mine.
Ooh.
Matt has been replaced by beef and barley.
Matt has been replaced by his shit that he just shat.
Yeah, because I think Matt is giving birth in there. The fuck?
Seriously.
He's been in there the whole time. Wait.
Oh, we have life. Look, Vic, Carly, say something good. Zinger.
You got to sit over there now. You lost your seat.
I got nothing. Wow. Matt immediately grabs for the microphone.
Like he's
Hulk Hogan.
Like he's
give.
Listen
yeah,
here,
nobody
me,
in here shits.
Like you shit. Jesus Christ.
I'll see you later, man.
Okay, so what do we got?
Matt's going to show himself on the webcam.
We have like a, oh.
They want to see breasts, and damn it, Matt's going to deliver to them.
Damn it, Matt's going to splash them titties.
So what else have we? What else we got?
I don't know.
Steve,
dead.
You got something there?
I don't know. Let's look at the weird but true here.
Weird but true.
It's always interesting.
Target is going to start selling Blu-ray DVD players. This is interesting.
Why? Why is it so interesting?
I don't know.
Weird
are
but
they,
true.
Are they making them?
For a department store chain whose color scheme is red, Target is getting ready to put a lot of stock in blue.
That's
blue as in Blu-ray. One of two competing formats for high-definition DVDs.
Yeah.
Target says it will start selling DVD Blu-rays HD DVD players this holiday season. In addition, it will be displaying the player along with Blu-ray discs in store displays.
Are they going to burn people like their fucking sandals do?
That That wasn't Target. That was Walmart.
You said it was Walmart.
Guys,
no, it was Walmart.
I said Target several times.
Anyway.
Yeah. Lauren just went
I don't know
to
what else you want from me.
And it sounded like someone punched her in the face.
That's
why?
Because of the smell, I guess.
Oh, she went,
ah! A Washington, D.C. artist has installed a street compliment machine. Who's off mic there? Who's that off mic?
Who's that fat fuck off mic?
You figured he'd know by now.
I don't know who that is. That spouts affirmations to pedestrians walking by. You have nice eyes, or people are drawn to your positive energy, are among the compliments the machine has to offer. The artist, Tom Greaves, compares it to a kid's soccer team, where win or lose, everybody gets a trophy. Which means that soccer is gay. Because the only the winners get trophies.
Soccer's not gay.
I want a machine that's like, you're a fat piece of shit.
So why don't you just stand on the corner and do
I
that?
I know, seriously, like, I'll be the machine. Like, you come up and, like, pull my finger and I'll tell you something.
You gotta get that Arlie Ermey doll.
You have loopy fat tits, or, like, you're a fat piece of shit. Not you. You're a dirty scumbag.
Want you to show your tits.
Ah, yeah, we're trying to figure out this thing.
So yeah.
So maybe we should have done this before.
Technical
show.
Difficulties that our producer is not fixing.
Nah.
Our producer doesn't know what the hell's going on.
I was
going
to give you a story instead.
Go ahead.
I was going to buy some time.
Is it Star Wars?
No, it has nothing to do with Star Wars.
Darn.
Because I'd have to walk out.
It was in the news just the other day, or at least it was on my little video things that pop up when I go sign on to check my email.
Right.
And it was this guy that had like bumps in the back of his head. What? And they were there for a while, and it turns out that they were larvae. Like bot fly larva or something from like Central America.
I'm gonna vomit.
It was really gross, and he had them in a bottle.
Is this
mic on?
No,
it smells in here,
and neither
like
does
hell.
And
what is
that? Is horrible.
What
larva story?
No, what does that smell? Is even
this
worse.
Is disgusting.
That was Matt's asshole.
No, I didn't even shit.
Oh, what is that smell?
I don't know.
Somebody own up to it quick.
I don't know.
Lauren,
it smells like coffee.
Did you poo?
She can't what respond.
Is this is coffee.
That smells like that.
Did you poo?
No. Matt did. I went in there and it smelled. Well, something smelled pretty awful in the bathroom.
Matt pooed.
Okay. Regardless.
It smells like larva in a bottle.
Gross. Anyway, continue, Carl.
Speaking of
continue, larva.
Larva in
so
a
basically, he went to like Central America or somewhere and he got a mosquito bite in the back of his head. And I guess over the course of...
It
like,
was more than that, apparently.
Yes. Well, I guess it laid the eggs in the back of his head.
Oh, that's so gross.
Sick.
He said that it was like large bumps. They were moving. And he could hear clicking noises in his head.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And eventually, they figured out what it was and they removed him.
Did they decapitate him? Like,
no, they cut him out, but they were pretty big. It seemed like they were like about the size of a quarter.
This
and
is
a couple of them.
God.
That's the story you have?
That's awesome. Sick. I have to give it to
is,
you.
That's making me so skeeved out
virtual,
right now.
Virtual, ready?
I thought it was interesting.
That's fucking disgusting.
I bring what I can
and
to
like
the
a
table.
Cambodian in the back of his head doing all
nice.
The click-clock, click-clock.
Nice.
That's gross. You know, this lady at work actually, you know that old story about the the girl that had the pimple, just wouldn't go away, ended up being a spider's nest?
Yeah.
That old
she actually told that story to me and said it happened to a girl she grew up with.
That's from Scary Stories to Tell.
I know. I said, no, it didn't. And she
never
goes,
happened.
Yeah, no.
Nope,
no,
impossible.
I went to school with her. It happened to her. I said, no, it didn't. That is an urban myth. And it did not come from Union Beach. she actually thought it happened to a person she grew up with.
What?
Wow.
Delusional.
But it does happen in some weird degree. If someone can get a bot fly larva in the back of his head.
Yeah, it could happen, but that's like the old story.
I know.
And, you know, people say it happened to people and it was just
or
fucking stupid.
You get like the, when you're licking the envelope and you cut your tongue or you cut your lip.
Yeah.
And then you get the cockroach
roach
eggs. Yeah,
people are like, oh, don't, cans of soda, there's roach eggs. Stop.
Stupid.
I've drank 1,000,000,000 Coke cans. I've never had roach eggs.
Is that a billion?
A shit ton.
1,000,000,000,000,000.
Yeah, it's fucking calculus major over there.
I drank a billion billion.
Well, we lost Matt because he's on the fucking computer over there. So
fucking MacGyver's trying to figure out the webcam.
Yeah.
MacGyver.
Can you get on that or no?
Fat Guyver. That's better.
I really like the headline. Like the headline here in the Post is, I don't know what the story is, but it says Jihad Cheerleader for Hire. Like,
B-O-M-B. Yay.
Elaborate, please.
Suicide.
A jihad cheerleader. Like, who gets paid money to come up with these fucking titles? I don't know.
That's a cute little orangutan.
That's adorable. Aww. What the hell is that?
There's a baby orangutan that was just born.
He's a kid.
I guess they named
that
it Elmo.
That is cute.
Monkeys are awesome.
I'm up? All right. I'm up.
Oh, you have to go?
Here comes
breasts. Time to show titties.
I think it's fun when monkeys swim. I think.
Wow,
cute.
That's quite the delay on the cam. I just did something and turned around and looked at myself do it.
So anyway.
All right, well, the cam is up.
Well, the cam's up. Great. We
click,
we figured out
clock,
that.
Click, clock, click, clock, click, clock, click, clock.
My Jovi.
My Jovi.
So whoa, was there more about this cheerleader?
Oh, I didn't read it. Probably, it's like an editorial, so it's no good. It's an editorial. It's not good.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much fucking.
It's an editorial, so it fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's not anything good.
So dead air, huh?
Yeah, I guess we'll just sit here.
Yeah. No, I'm sure there's if you're are you on like a page that has the like little videos, Derek?
No, I'm not.
Oh. Cuz I was going to say I'm sure you can find the bug one. It keeps popping up all over the place.
Was it on Comcast?
It was on the fan. It was gross.
Don't know if I want to see that.
Like you don't see the bumps in his head. Yeah, that'll obviously show it's it. Already been removed,
don't
but he
care.
Shows a little
scar.
Well, he's showing the back of his head, and it also shows the like the little bottle where he's like keeping the preserved.
Did they
larva.
Interview the mosquito? It's like
we just burrow in his head. That's all.
Like I remember watching like Arachnophobia. I still can't watch that movie.
Really?
Because like I hate spiders.
Really?
And like especially the part where the old people are dead, and the spider crawls out of his nose when they're eating like popcorn. Like they're eating the popcorn, and he eats the spider. And
ew.
It crawls out of his nose like it's so sick. Oops.
Not really. I was just trying to reach.
Not really.
I don't really give a fuck about
well,
you, sir.
Well, Lauren is gone, so you can just take her stuff.
I've taken over your place, fat boy.
You
didn't taken over anything.
Wow.
This token is not a fucking word.
Shut the... Lower him, please. She that baby-breathed voice
yeah, she
that
is.
She can't fucking speak?
Little baby-breathed.
Little baby breasts, like your sister's, right?
What?
What?
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Hardcore.
What does Lauren's sister have to do with this?
I don't know. I never said breasts. I said breath.
Yeah, okay.
Breath. So, yeah.
Same thing.
No, I can't find this.
The same thing.
What is
it?
No, not really.
Spiders burrowing in some guy's balls or
what?
Something.
Oh, disgusting? Gross?
No, it wasn't spiders.
File?
It was the same story we were talking about. I just thought it would be interesting to have
Larvell show. Jones?
We could explain it to the listeners.
Yeah.
The listener.
Listener. Catcher.
Hi. Yeah.
Yep.
Good day, mate.
What is this?
What? Whoa.
Well, that is a Sprite commercial. I'm getting really sick of the commercials
yeah.
and all the videos.
Commercials really just have to be eliminated.
Who's
from,
on the phone there, Vaughn?
At the very least
to
the
show?
The internet.
Why don't you shut up and stop asking me?
I don't mind commercials, but there's a time and a place for them.
Are they listening?
I mind commercials.
Tuesday,
well, they should.
7/24/2007 at 1:30 4 a.m.
Oh, my God.
911 emergency, Calderon.
Santa Monica, this is LAPD with a highway violation on 14th and Wilshire.
14th and Wilshire, thanks, CHP. Santa Monica, please, what's the emergency?
Yes, sir, I'm so...
Hello?
At Montana?
You're at where on Montana, ma'am?
Is this a police officer? No, it's not.
This is the Santa Monica police.
Is he behind you? Is he behind you?
Well, no. Where are you, ma'am?
Right now, we're on 7th and Wilshire.
Okay, what's going on there?
We were just about to park her car. We were coming home, and out of nowhere, a huge white GMC came up and. Okay, that's okay. We're coming. We're 4th and Wilshire. We're coming down right now. We're being followed by a GMC. The gentleman jumped out of the car.
And what did he do?
Oh my God, sir! They're following us. We need help.
Where are you?
Right now, we're on Arizona.
I need to know exactly where you are so I can send you help.
Oh, my God. Are they following us?
I need to
know.
Okay, so
women
I'm
are useless.
On yep. Santa Monica.
Where are you?
I'm so sorry.
I need to know where you're at. Otherwise, I can't help
we're
you.
We're driving to the police station right now, sir. We're
but where are you?
Fourth and Broadway.
But where
what are you
on
doing?
Fourth and Broadway. And I'm
okay, and the white GMC, what did this guy do?
No, we were pulling into a park. We were just coming home.
the 415 road trip to Pizza. They're coming to HQ.
Sir, Bob, we're coming right now. We're driving into the police station, sir. Please.
Okay, but what did he?
The gentleman came out of his car.
There he is. It's that white.
The
white
gentleman.
Have a gun, sir, and
okay, no. Well, I need to know what he did, ma'am.
He pulled. I don't know what exactly.
Yeah, they're in front.
This is terrible.
Oh my God, what is he doing?
What's going
Apparently,
on?
This is Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Ma'am, listen to me. Ma'am, listen to me, okay? Answer my questions.
Answer my fucking questions.
Answer my questions, okay? I need to. Ma'am, they're in front
There's
of me.
There's a car following her. She's wigging the fuck
ma'am,
out.
What's going on there? Hello? Hello? Ma'am? Hello?
There's cops. You can hear the cops through her phone. Was this bitch losing her fucking mind over a car chasing her?
Her and him. Stop that.
Anything on the other vehicle?
No, it was just that white GMC Yukon that was going southbound. She hasn't answered any of my questions.
She's
no,
a fucking dolt.
That's a suspect vehicle.
She's a dumb fucking bitch. Now, that was Lindsay Lohan?
Well, that was the car in front that she was chasing after. Supposedly, it was like her assistant's mother or something like that.
That was really lame.
I was lame, but I don't know.
She should die.
I thought it might have been interesting, but like this show, it wasn't.
No.
Yeah, we're pretty fucked today.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, a gentleman got out, and then that was it. Like, oh, he got out of his car.
And
well.
Then she started to fucking, like, piss herself. Like, oh, God, they're behind us. It's like, you fucking dumb cunt. Just
dummy cunt.
It's a new. It's like gummy bears. They had dummy cunts. It's like you fucking stupid
fucking
twat.
Hairy fruit snacks.
It's made by like Haribo fruit snacks.
Haribo.
Like, I think people from LA more idiotic Haribo. Than the ones from like the East Coast.
Dude,
I don't know.
Entire West Coast should just be like demolished.
Well, it might happen sooner or later. Big earthquake. Gone.
Both coasts actually are pretty worthless.
They pretty much are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Midwest is where it's at. Ohio, baby.
Mm-hmm. Ohio.
The Buckeyes.
Yep.
So who's that one?
What's going on?
Stop talking to me about
the
fucking...
Are they listening to the show? I'm curious.
No, you have been furiously texting the whole show.
Furiously texting.
45 minutes.
Furiously. Oh, okay.
Barnes & Noble almost all out of Harry Potter books?
Yeah, they're all out of Harry Potter books.
They sent them updates. Quick, there's like three left.
Is that Keith and the girl texting you?
Actually, that was earlier before we started the show.
Keith?
Yeah,
Keith and the girl?
Keith and the girl is one of the biggest podcasts in the whole podcasting
world. Oh, really?
Yeah. So we're like...
Keith and some girl, huh?
It's his girlfriend. It's his
she's
girlfriend.
The
but
the girl.
But
she hot?
I don't know.
She's Jewish.
Oh.
So she's probably hot.
She could be hot.
Yeah. So that's a 50-50.
50-50.
Whatever. She's either going to look like Steven Tyler or she's going to look like Sarah Silverman.
All day today at my job. That's all there was Jewish women.
Really?
I wish I had napalm.
Hot.
Oh. They're so annoying and worthless.
They really are.
They're so hot. They got big noses.
Some of them were like hot, but for the most part today it was just like... Just your typical like
those weird frumpy bodied ones.
They weren't they weren't
big,
anything either way. They weren't
zero
like revolting.
Sex appeal, yeah.
They're
they
big
like,
hook noses and their big hair.
Yeah, they all look the same. Mm-hmm. It's fucking 90 degrees out. They're wearing like long sleeve shirts and dresses. Yep. And stupid hats.
That's they're fucking classy. That's why
long skirted friends.
It's weird they're not wearing burkas or some shit like that.
Because that's a completely different fucking race.
Burka, fuck burka. Off. Who cares?
That's the other side of the Semitic.
Oh wow, we're really starting to. Makes sense now
There's
since
no
the
Jewish
of the
race,
show has
Steve.
Been all over the place.
Talk about,
of course, it's all religion.
Yep, that's all it is. What? This is religious.
I think he broke his mic. And she's sitting back there. She's
goes
annihilated.
Ew off mic.
Ew.
There's no spray. We got rid of it.
Well, that's your problem for sitting over here instead of on the couch.
I did just spray.
Yeah, methane.
Yeah.
Methane!
He sprays right. Fucking shitsol.
Anyway.
No?
Don't get it on any of the equipment.
Does that say fidelity or fatality on that logo?
I think she's about to have a fatality.
Whoa,
she's about to spew blood in about 2 minutes.
Yes.
Don't spray the dog, for fuck's sake.
Seriously. I'll kill your dog when it comes over.
Nice.
Yeah. I actually stepped on it almost.
Your little teacup chihuahua sitting right between your body.
Laura, can you flash the chat room so they shut up?
Her D-cup
it's
chihuahua.
It's a double D-cup chihuahua. It's a double D.
What do we say? Bow and wow.
Bow and wow. Yes, for those in the chat room, they are big. So you're not going to see them.
They are substantial.
They are significant.
They're fucking fantastic.
You're not going to see
there
them,
you
though.
Go.
They,
They are forget relevant. About it.
See, now that was a compliment, but Vaughn waited until everyone else in the room and made...
No, I'm pretty much I'm preoccupied. With
I can tell.
What's with all the compliments, Vaughn?
Mm-hmm. Vaughn, you got big tits. What's a big
tits? Wow.
And nice legs, apparently,
now they're
too.
Just big tits.
How about her ass, Vaughn? What's happening there?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Not a whole lot, apparently.
Not
really
too
been
much.
I really haven't been looking at all that much.
Yeah.
I know.
Need a little bit more extra time on that stair climber thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, that's all. I don't
build
have an ass either.
Build
okay.
up the butt muscles.
Yeah.
I have more than overcompensating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she does. It's all like nines.
Do you have any back problems?
Yeah. It's all nines and eights in her.
I would hire you for a porn. I'm not going to lie. But,
Yep. Great.
I think we're all just kind of waiting for White Castle.
Pretty much. That's
the anticipating
show.
The diner or White Castle.
That's all I'm thinking about.
Yep.
Well, PepsiCo Incorporated will spell out that its Aquafina bottled water is made with tap water.
Finally, they admit it.
A concession to the growing environmental and political opposition to the bottled water industry.
It's becoming huge.
Yeah, according to Corporate Accountability International, a U.S. watchdog group. What the fuck are you doing?
What was that? Steve was squishing his tits
Steve was
together.
Pretending he had tits for a second.
I'm trying to show Lauren what she should do.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so gay.
She don't know.
Go like this.
But the world's number two beverage company, which would be Pepsi, will include the words public water source on an Aquafina label.
Public water source?
Yeah. In other words, tap water.
Yep.
If it helps clarify the fact that the water originates from public sources, then it's a reasonable thing to do, says Pepsi Cola.
It came from the Long Island Sound.
Seriously.
What does it cost? 1/100th of a penny for a glass of tap water?
Yeah.
So if you were to invest in a Brita filter, you would save how much money? On water every year?
God.
For people who, like my mother, who buys 24 cases of water once every couple weeks.
I know. Well, you so do too.
Wow.
That was beyond anticlimactic.
Carly,
I didn't tell
Carly has like become one with the wall over here.
She's aggravated.
I didn't tell any of you guys to stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know.
But you're certainly not in your text fucking message over here.
This show's actually better when he's texting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much better.
He's really just texting
just
his own
corner and text.
Yeah,
he's texting his own phone.
But, you know what? I gotta text some people too. So go ahead, guys. Take over.
Anyway,
this is the all text show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Anyway,
remember that guy from New York that was selling bottled water? Like, I think it was a couple guys. They just like took tap water and put it in there, and they arrested them, and they tested the water to see how bad it was.
Same exact.
And it was it was actually cleaner than like regular water.
Uh-oh, what's this?
What happened?
Carly's trying to take over my computer.
Go for it, Carly.
Producer, she's doing
the
job.
She's going to open up Star Wars. I know it. Right. Get out of here.
Fuck that shit.
I got the shakes.
Got the shakes.
I can't help myself.
I got to get to A4.
What's happening in the room there, Lauren?
They're all bitching about titties. That's all they want.
The chat room. What's up?
I feel really bad for everybody who's sitting online listening to this show right now. Yeah.
I feel bad for you.
I'm feeling bad for me. Mm-hmm. I could be at home sleeping.
A judge known for giving unusual sentences has ordered three men who pleaded guilty to soliciting sex to take turns dressing in a bright yellow chicken costume.
What?
So they're going to work for Cluck
Year. Yeah, I was about to say
basically.
Nice.
I got to pee.
Judge Michael Cicinetti agreed to suspend a 30-day jail sentence if they wear the costume between 4 and 7 p.m. Friday outside the court while carrying a sign that reads, "No chicken ranch in Painesville."
Wow.
Yeah.
The
sign and costume refer to the world-famous chicken ranch, a prostitution house in Nevada, where sex for money is legal.
Cool.
Huh.
That works.
Yep. He ordered a man who called a policeman a pig to stand next to a live pig in a pen and hold a sign that read, "This is not a police officer." A couple who stole a baby Jesus statue from a manager were sentenced to dress as Mary and Joseph and walk with a donkey.
Nice. What was this again, in Vegas?
So this guy's like eye for
no,
an eye.
No, Plainsville, Ohio.
Plainsville, Ohio? Wow, this guy's ballsy. I like this
guy.
He
is. I think you get in trouble for doing that shit.
Well, okay.
I guess if it's a small enough town, I guess you can get away with it.
Guess so. Until it hits the news wire. Then you're fucking pwned, right? Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
Yeah, you're pwned.
Big time pwned.
Yes.
Like your girlfriend was a couple before she hit 83.
PWNED.
Getting pwned by Wookiees.
So come on, somebody must have something to talk about.
Guess not.
Wow.
Oh, what, Steve's taking
Carly does.
There was a
thing in the news today that was talking about how if you hang out with fat people, you become a fat person.
Possibly.
Well, it's influence.
Basically, they were saying, is obesity contagious? And I didn't get the chance to listen to the whole story because I was actually at work, but they were saying that you're around people that are eating a lot, your activity level drops, and it lends to you... Stop that. It lends to you getting heavier.
Carly, did you gain any weight after you met Derek?
I've gained weight for a while now, but I wouldn't blame it on Derek.
I would.
I would, because
Matt
would
blame his
junk.
Matt would blame his own weight on Derek.
Actually, kind of. I never would have. I never would have went to Pizza Hut if he didn't work there.
Wow.
And that's where I gained a lot of weight.
You're heavier now than you were back then, so I had to explain that shit.
Not too much. Only a little bit. Right. I actually lost weight after you stopped working at Pizza Hut, and then I gained it back.
Yeah, well. Okay. Blame me.
Yep.
Craig worked there before I did.
I didn't talk to Craig before you.
Oh, okay.
Craig seems like he can eat a lot, and he doesn't really gain weight, though.
Craig used to be pretty heavy.
Really? Because he just seems like he ate 21 burgers. Didn't seem to affect him.
Does he do that all the time, though?
But I still imagine he eats a lot.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's a workhorse, that guy.
He's a fucking pit bull.
He's a what? Oh, speaking of pit bulls. Did you know that 70% of dogs in, what are those things called, pounds?
Yes.
They still call them pounds? Are they allowed to call them that?
Yes.
They
call them clinics, but whatever.
Clinics now? I was going to say, because I don't think dog
pounds. I think it's when my mother got that damn cat, I think they called it a clinic.
Yeah. They, 30 to 70% are pit bulls. Nobody wants them.
And
they call them terriers, though, just to make them sound more appealing.
And that is yet another piece and little nugget of information from Matt.
That's true.
That should be a bit constantly from the show just before we start a new
daily dose of the
daily silly bit, daily sidbit and silly nugget of knowledge from Matt.
Nugget of knowledge, a chicken nugget of knowledge.
I've nicknamed Lola Nugget.
Yeah.
What's up, Nugget? You little dump.
Doesn't she look like a nugget?
Uh-oh.
What do you have to say, Lola?
The big booty girl's coming back over here.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey, what's up,
big booty girl?
Big booty.
What's up?
I just noticed.
How's your hot sister?
I just noticed it.
Wow.
I don't know. Ask Matt.
Matt, how's her hot sister?
I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah? When was the last time we saw her with those fucking tight little fucking shorts?
Yeah,
she looks 15.
When how old is she really?
15.
Wow, that's hot.
That's hot.
When's she going to be 16?
Soon.
August.
Right? Mm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right around the corner.
Matt is like friggin' rubbing his hands together.
Yep.
He's got the cake all set up.
The cake. Nice.
Wow. He bought an erotic cake that looks like tits. Can you put me back on?
You're so fucking loud.
He said they bought an erotic cake that looks like tits.
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 Fucking tits.
Looks like tatties.
Yep.
Steve's shaking his head. Yup, I agree. Couple of tits, and that's what I like.
What else you got, Derek?
Nah, nothing.
Nothing.
Wow.
Let's talk about White Castle.
I love White Castle. Humans survive the last several millennia through hunting and gathering. What the fuck is this?
What?
Through hunting and gathering and tons of White Castle.
It's a big dumb thing. Basically.
Sorry.
What is he, drunk? What the fuck?
Basically, they're saying that the changes in society over the last couple hundred years are significantly impacting whether or not we're going to survive another few millennia?
No, not really.
Okay.
Witness the tale of nice Janine Marie Kelly, relayed here from Pasco County Sheriff's Office reports. She was riding home with her boyfriend around 11:30 on Tuesday when she seemed to have lost her temper. After interviewing both of them, the deputy was given to understand that they had been at a friend's house and she had a few drinks. She's 25. Her occupation is listed as Dial America.
What? She's a telemarketer?
I don't know. She began to yell, reports say. Her boyfriend, 26-year-old Brian Ditamala, Ditalama, whatever, said that the, said the diatribe touched all four horsemen of the domestic dispute.
Wow.
Money, children, deception, and relationship status. Then came chemical warfare.
What?
Uh-huh. Where is this
guy writing this like this?
What is going on?
Where is this going, for real?
His account made it sound as if the attack was unprovoked. Kelly told the deputy that he pushed her while he was driving, and she pulled a pepper spray canister from her purse. They were near the intersection of Stone Row. No, we don't care about that. She sprayed him in the face. Pepper spray is 600 times hotter than Kanye Pepper or Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Or Cayenne. Sorry. According to according to several published reports, he was in pain, driving nearly blind. Real smart. According to the sheriff, here's what happened next. He slowed the car to a crawl. She opened the door, and she fell to the pavement. There were at least three explanations of how this happened. He says she jumped out. She says he pushed her out. An independent witness said that he hit a bump and she fell out.
What?
Regardless, no one was seriously injured. Mm-hmm. The arrest makes no report, no mention of a crash. Suggesting according to incident report, the independent witness says daddy hit a bump and mommy fell out. The independent witness is 6 years old.
I was just going to say, why does it sound like a six-year-old?
It's their kid.
Wow.
So basically, she pepper sprayed him in the car while he was driving
with
the kid in the car.
Smart.
That's what I was getting at. I don't know why this fucking douchebag had to write it like he was fucking...
It's so overdramatic.
He was penning a novella.
Yeah. Chemical warfare, comparing that to pepper spray?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I thought she like was farting all of a sudden. She just started booting.
Anyway.
Chemical Ali came out of nowhere.
I hate
Kanye West
like
came
that.
Out of nowhere and
then
shot him
Kanye West started talking about the president.
Kanye West. I'm such a fucking idiot.
Kanye West.
No, he doesn't.
Little Bush.
I'll never forget Mike Myers' reaction.
I watched Little Bush last night.
Did you watch Little Bush?
Did you like it?
It was crap.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
There's some funny bits to it, but...
I was hanging out with Pat yesterday, and all he did all day was do the Little Bush voice. But it was funny, though, because we were making fun of people we knew.
Yeah.
What is the Little Bush
voice? Like a certain girl.
Little Bush is a show on Comedy Central that pretty much is like...
It's crap. It's a cartoon about George Bush as a child.
Yeah.
But
he
has the same... Yeah, we were talking about a certain person with large breasts, and he was just like, I want some tacos. You hiding tacos in that shirt? I don't want cancer tacos.
What?
That is inside for me and you.
Okay.
Do you know who we're talking about?
I do.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
I wasn't there for it, but I know.
Oh, my God, I have cancer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank
you. So we were just laughing and being small children like we always were.
Sure. You were little Derek and little Pat.
Little Derek, yeah.
And Chaney, like the little Chaney sounds like when John Stewart makes fun of him.
Well, probably
it's
is
like
John
the
Stewart.
It's kind of like Peanuts in a way.
Oh.
Little Mike and Moore.
Because it's all little versions of everybody, you know.
Uh-huh.
His little gang is like Chaney.
So this is just a new flavor for beating a dead horse, so to speak.
Yeah.
I don't know why they brought it up.
That's my Bush wasn't good enough. They needed Lil Bush.
I don't know why. It's just like, ugh.
Oh, like Little Bill, that little, that whatever, what? Bill Cosby show.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but Little Bill's like a
never
kid show.
That.
It is a kid show, but it's kind of a parody of that, because they're
well,
calling
I thought
it
that, well, isn't Little Bill
Bush.
Just like Fat Albert?
No.
Because isn't that based on his childhood?
Maybe.
No,
yes.
No.
Yes, yes.
Fat
no,
Albert was based on...
Fat Albert?
Fat Albert was based on kids he knew in his childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Little Bill's not like that. I've seen that.
I've never seen Little Bill.
Little Bill is ultra gay, and it's on
or,
the...
Life with Louie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Louie Armstrong.
No, but the only problem with that was that his father never hit him with whiskey bottles.
Yeah, I know.
And never
you hear his stand-up, and he's just talking about how his father beats the shit out of him.
And called him fat all the time.
Yeah.
Wait, what's his name?
Louie Anderson?
Louie Anderson, okay.
Why, what did I say?
I think he said Armstrong.
Oh, he's so annoying.
Yeah.
Well, every time he has a mic, he has like a towel around his hand. Like, he's so sweaty, he can't actually grab a microphone.
Yeah.
It might just slip out of his hands.
It's like he came about after both John Candy and Chris Farley died.
Yeah.
He was the replacement fat guy.
Yeah, well, he was always...
He was around way before any of that.
Well, no, he was
around
for a long time.
Nobody really cared about him.
Oh, no. He was big in the clubs. It's just when that stupid cartoon came out, everybody got to know him because he didn't do movies or anything. And if he wasn't a movie, it was like the smallest bit part.
I know.
Like he was in Coming to America.
He worked at McDonald's, right?
Yeah, he was one of the McDonald's guys.
Yeah.
And he wasn't
McDowell's.
That big. McDowell's, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So, Mr. McDowell. Did you ever see his Eat True Hollywood Story?
Yeah.
Apparently he was like blowing guys in like cabs and shit
nice.
And doing crazy
Stop
stuff
it.
While his cartoon was on the air.
Oh my God.
And this guy extorted him for like millions. Basically he said he was going to come out and say
that, he's a homo?
You know, yeah, he's a homo and he sucked my cock. Meanwhile, he has a children's show on the air. So he's given this guy money, like hush money, and he kept coming up to him and asking for money, and he gave him all this fucking money.
What's wrong? Gay guy can't have a kid's show?
Apparently not.
No, you can't.
No, you can't have a kid's show and blow some guy.
What was that, the mid-90s?
He was going to say he sexually like assaulted him. Wait, and all this stuff.
Was that the mid-90s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It had to be like 93.
Early 90s was a no-no for gay men.
He did Family Feud, too, now, right?
Yeah, after that. But finally he came out because this guy extorted him for so much money, he finally just said, you know, go ahead, come out with it. Because his career was over, apparently. Yeah.
Well, no, he's still big. He's still big in the club.
He's big,
sequence,
all right.
He does a lot of the same fucking jokes. It's like he's got his set.
Father
so
beat the hell out of me.
He hosts some TV show, some game show.
He was on Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Yeah. Right. After the guy hung himself, he was the
hanged himself.
Hung. Fuck face. How about that?
Hung.
No, you're wrong.
After he big dicked himself.
A shit ton of times. Sorry.
Steve's trying to talk, but his mic's
off. Oh, Mike or Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Retard we got Steve. Little Steve over
there.
Yeah,
there's a reason why his mic's off. Yep. Anyway.
Ultra gay.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what they're saying on the chat room?
Ultra gay man.
That's what your friend the toucher just said.
Oh, fuck that
ultra
toucher
gay. That's yeah, Ray Combs is a fucking corpse.
He's dead.
Show me pudding.
No.
Show me dead corpse.
Show me a noose.
Show me big titties.
That was a good 10-minute rant.
Name several objects you can use to hang yourself.
You want to turn his mic down?
Bing!
His mic's really buzzing. Like buzzy.
Yeah, it is.
I guess it's because it's sitting next to that ultra-small.
Probably from
ultra
the laptop.
Ultra-small.
Super small.
Yeah, basically.
Spatini.
What else you got?
Nope.
I got a story. Well, I got. I actually.
Go ahead, Carly.
I don't have a story. Wow. I'm not going to claim I know because I didn't read the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
But they have, you know how the Geico cavemen have turned into like a sitcom TV that's going to be on ABC.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
like,
it's different.
People are already criticizing it, saying that it's basically racist.
Well, the pilot.
Racist towards who?
Against cavemen.
Racist against cavemen that didn't exist.
Well,
ever?
Supposedly the pilot's out there. The pilot's out there. Like people, like TV critics have gotten.
Tell
it.
Him to land.
And I've been hearing that it's like it's either slightly racist, just slightly like incorrect, completely
racist
like
towards who though, towards
like politically
what?
Incorrect.
See, that's I don't know the full story. I don't know if we can get it, but basically, I think are they reshooting? Are they making another one now?
I think they were going to make another pilot.
They're
yeah.
going to reshoot the pilot because people are like, oh, this is racist. But they like I guess the writers are saying that they weren't targeting like any community. They're not.
Were they eating fried chicken and watermelon?
I don't know.
Were they
know.
Just counting money countlessly?
I don't know.
What is it going?
You're awesome. That's awesome.
Now,
well, you know the guys who were doing those original Geico commercials, they're not the ones who are going to be on the show.
No?
Really? They actually got
I think
new...
only one of them is.
No, not... Well, no. Actually, I think it's all new guys.
Is it going to be on, like, basic
there
channels,
were
though?
Three and two of them didn't want to do it, but, like...
Because the one guy who's on most of the commercials is, Was it Jim Rose? You remember Jim Rose?
No, who's that? No.
He did a... He had a traveling freak show back in the 90s.
No.
No.
No?
Carly, do you know what channel it's going to be on? Are they doing it on basic channels?
I think
or?
It's ABC, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Do we got anything on this, Derek? Because I can't imagine what they possibly could try to do.
Yeah.
That would
oh,
get
my
it.
God.
Like, what's the matter? What's the matter, guys?
Let's take a 30-second commercial and make a show out of it. How are you going to do that?
Nope.
Well,
it's not even funny.
The commercials are popular.
They've done that with other things here and there. Not exactly commercials.
Didn't they try
like
to
what?
I don't know.
Didn't they try to give the one give the woman who did the Where's the Beef her own show, but not that character? Like,
then she died.
There was one.
Didn't they?
And I can't remember.
Like, she wasn't doing Where's the Beef, but they tried to that woman her own show, like a variety show.
What, where she comes up with catchphrases for
yeah,
foods?
Yeah, like they had her do stupid shit. Yeah,
I
didn't they try something
that.
Like that? Like in the early.
She only died a few years after she did that, though. Yeah. So
it smells so sour.
Well,
over
the
here.
Simpsons are different.
The Simpsons were on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah,
right?
They were crudely drawn animations.
Yeah.
In this,
rudely.
Which I had them. I have all those on tape.
Okay,
love them.
It was pretty bad.
A lot of them were bad. A lot of them weren't funny at all. Like they were just like they were filler bits for her show.
And Beavis and Butthead.
See,
they were on Liquid Television for like
two minutes.
Drudge did them
for Liquid Television originally. They were and really then King of the was it King of the Hill is also from Beavis and Butthead.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Mike
well, no, King of the Hill is just based off of this, like it's a spoof or a spinoff.
Well, isn't it based on his neighbor?
No, that's not. Like the
same
that's
kind
not Mr.
Same
Anderson.
Kind of character.
They're similar,
though.
But
it's the same voice. That's
people.
It.
Yeah.
To get back on the caveman subject, I never got the hype of that.
No.
The only one I found funny was when he was in the fucking airport.
Airport, yeah.
And he looks and he sees the poster on the wall.
He gets so pissed.
And the look on his face was priceless. But I don't understand all the other ones.
It's not funny, though.
Where he's
I
like,
don't think it's funny.
I've lost. I have no appetite.
I have an article on this.
Okay.
Are you found one? Good.
This is from MSNBC.com.
Okay.
I thought it was
we've discussed the Geico caveman commercials and our test pattern TV commercial contest. Most viewers find the ad funny and sharp, but they're 30-second ads. When it was announced that in this spring, did you spray stuff? Why? Why did you spray?
Probably because you smell.
Not because you stink
when
like that.
When it was announced this spring that ABC was turning the caveman into a 30-minute sitcom, I think even the biggest fans of the commercial had some brontosaurus-sized doubts.
Whoa.
And from the horrible pilot episode and the frantic scrambling to rewrite the show, it looks like the doubts were justified. And basically, they go on. It says, I've seen the caveman pilot, and it is dumb, dumb, big capitals, dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Dumber than a caveman. Dumber than a caveman's therapist. Ironically, there are some funny bits where the three cavemen are sitting around the house doing exactly what they did in the commercial, bemoaning how the world has misjudged them as a group. They spot a horribly drawn artist rendering of a supposed caveman criminal on the news and compare him to a hairy baby raisin.
What? Wow.
What? Huh?
But then the cavemen go out into the real world. The pilot turns into a tumble of cliches about how one of them didn't fit into the rich cowboy world of his girlfriend's daddy. Just horrible. The pilot has been yanked and is being reworked, and it may appear in a different version around 5 episodes into the show's run, if it gets that far.
Okay. It doesn't mention anything about racism.
No, it's just saying it's horrible.
Yeah.
I think that's what I expected.
He has some tidbits on it.
Titbits?
Titbits. Cave woman, cave parents, cave grandparents, and a subgroup of cavemen who tried to deny their identity by constantly shaving their distinctive facial hair will all be introduced later in the show's run, again, if it gets that far. Critics battered the all-white, all-male panel of producers and stars for trying to tackle issues of diversity and prejudice against a minority group.
Can we get a list of the names? Because I guarantee you they're not really all white.
No. They're probably all Jewish.
Guaranteed.
Even a non-existent one. Numerous critics pointed out that the stereotypes, great dancers, athletic, known for their sexual prowess, displayed by the caveman and the pilot seemed to fit stereotypes about African Americans.
Oh God! Please.
But the producers denied that that was the case.
Are they throwing spears at people?
I think it better when Geico was doing those random commercials back in the day when they first
Have you seen the new ones they're doing?
No.
The ones with the YouTube bits?
No. Maybe.
Oh, they're kind of lame.
They're the two of them. There's two of them. There's the one with the two kids running at each other with the
mattresses.
The mattresses. And then there's the one where the kid's making the faces.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Well, the kid who makes the faces, he actually does a lot of really good clips on YouTube. A lot of
His own YouTube thing?
Yeah, he does a lot of he does a lot of stuff like
you're right, Derek?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
He does reenactments and stuff like that, movie reenactments. And he actually pulls them off very well, one person reenactments.
Wow.
You know, it's just like he'll do like the last one I think he did was Pulp Fiction, you know, the introduction.
Whoops.
Aw, didn't he die?
What does he think he is, the next Patrick Stewart?
I think he fell asleep.
You a dummy?
I think he fell asleep.
Why, because you did one clip on YouTube and no one really
Derek
took care
has
of
a Derek has a Vauntosaurus-sized problem
yeah,
with
because
story.
I advertised the hell out of that, and that's why I put
it's
on YouTube.
It's sitting on your freaking MySpace
yeah,
page.
Yeah, I put it there so Pat could see it.
It's got like 47 views.
It's got like 200 and
something. What is it?
It's a staring contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. That's on your MySpace.
Yeah.
I shot and edited.
Yep.
I kind of noticed.
Well, the caveman.
The camera angle.
The caveman makeup takes up to 3 hours to apply.
Fuck that. Have them grow out their beards. Fuck that.
It's too complex.
Don't expect to see Geico ads featuring the caveman once the show hits the air. No new commercials are being made, and the current ads are likely to be suspended at least while the show runs. Geico owned the caveman characters, but struck a deal with ABC so the network could do the show.
You can't own caveman characters.
They can own the concept.
The fuck? You can't just own everything.
They can shut up. They can own the concept.
Here's the big thing.
What about Captain Caveman?
What about it? Here's the thing.
Different
creator Joe Lawson said the show is not about the same cavemen from the ads.
Right. See?
Why bother? I always see it as these cavemen are the cousins of the cavemen.
It's dumb.
Oh my God.
Dumb.
So the guys in the commercial are doing their own thing and living their own lives, and then ours are kind of off on their own tangents.
I really wish it was the ones from the thing, because the ones in the commercials, you know why? Because the ones in the commercials, they at least have some kind of setup where they know that they're being like discriminated against.
Yeah, but that would be like making a show about the Who's the Beef girl or lady.
Who's
lady.
The Beef?
Where's the beef lady? But then having it be like her sister Gertrude or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Why bother?
This is like like having Heathcliff and having the junkyard cats, the Cadillac cats. It's like having one that doesn't have anything to do with the other, but they both exist in the same timeline, the same neighborhood or whatever. So they don't have any. You'll never see the other ones. They won't be around. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it'll terrible. Be. It's like another house.
Probably because
like
they couldn't
door.
Get the actors.
Yeah, they. Yeah. I so think that's
like,
what happened.
Gosh, they're cousins.
They couldn't put on enough 3 hours worth of makeup to make them look like the other ones.
Yeah,
maybe Brendan Fraser will do a cameo.
Maybe he will.
I can't believe how far they're taking this.
Yeah, it's terrible.
These commercials aren't great.
We can make money out of anything.
They're not good to begin with, like at all. They're not good. They're not funny. They're not interesting. They're nothing. And then they decide to make a spinoff off of commercials that suck.
Christine said the best. I can't talk to him. The best Geico commercial is Tiny House. Do you ever see that?
Yes.
It was like a reality
I love
show.
That. I thought it was real the first time I saw it.
I was very looking forward to seeing it.
Uh-huh.
I was so upset. They should do that, if anything. Instead of the fucking caveman.
Tiny House?
Yeah, that'd be so funny.
Oh, yeah, that is actually really funny. Yeah. I remember
I really
that,
thought, because it was on at like 2 in the morning. That was when they would run that commercial.
Yeah.
And I saw it, I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then it was Geico commercial. I was like, oh, unbelievable. They really went out of their way.
Yeah.
Like, all the camera, all the
it
work
looked
was
exactly.
Well, at the time, reality shows were really, like, at their peak.
Yeah,
so.
Horrific.
Yeah.
There's a new reality show out. I don't know if anybody's heard about this.
No.
It's a Dutch reality show where contestants compete for donated organs.
No, no,
what?
No.
Well, oh, God.
No.
What?
It's a lie. It was a April Fool's joke.
Okay. That just came out today?
No, it was
April Fool's.
It was
July Fool's.
It wasn't really an April Fool's joke. It was a ploy to get people to watch it, because in Denmark there's a big shortage on supply of like of internal organs.
Yeah.
Internal organs.
There is a surplus of
because a lot of people
organs.
Have no. It's a decrease in supply. There's not a lot. Because there's a lot of people on. There's a lot of people on like organ, like
So it was
organ donor programs, and there's not a lot of organs to go around. So this whole thing was kind of like to put light on the subject.
So people are not dying fast enough.
Yeah. Well, this whole, it was supposed to be like a not a reality show, but more like a game, like a Who's the Line Anyway or something like that.
Okay.
Where they three contestants were trying to opt to get the organs of this woman.
When did you hear about this?
A month ago.
Okay.
But I didn't want
to. I just saw it today.
I heard it on NPR like a month ago.
Okay.
Because they brought it up because they kind of
blew
NPR? It all out. It
fucking bothers me that you listen to all this shit.
NPR
don't know.
Is what?
National Radio. Public Radio. What are you?
You said NPR.
No,
he didn't say NPR.
He just said letters.
QRS.
I was listening on the XYZ.
So
you know, National Public Radio.
It was a two hour event on. Choke on it.
Christine says it wasn't a joke. It was to raise awareness.
Yes, that's what I just said. It wasn't.
You said it was an April fucking Fool's joke.
God. I said it was to raise awareness.
You said nothing of the sort.
Yeah, drink your beer.
You raised your hand. You went, no. It was a joke. It wasn't real.
Okay.
So are any of you guys organ donors?
It was an April Fool's joke.
I didn't mean it like that. You know what I meant, you
Lawrence
fucking douchebag.
Lawrence an organ donor.
Yes.
Really?
I am not, because...
I don't know who would want any of your organs.
No, seriously, first of all. And second of all, the paramedics will let you die.
That's true.
If you're in an accident. Mm-hmm. And they see you.
They won't try.
No, they won't try. Mm-hmm. And they steal your wallet.
Well, if it's your time to go, you gotta go.
Yeah, but it's not my time to go. I want them to save me.
I want them to get those defibrillators out.
So what are you donating, Lauren?
Your nips.
I'd yes.
Donating.
Funny thing you said.
I'd rather not say.
Titties.
I'd rather not say.
What do you mean rather not say?
Because I don't want to discuss it. It's a personal thing.
No, it's not.
You just donate. Donate her ovaries.
Donate her in your cooter, aren't you? The whole damn nine.
I don't think that's an option.
All what is it? Like heart, liver?
Kidneys, eyes.
Kidneys, eyes?
Spleen. You're not supposed to tell people.
Why not? Is that really a personal thing?
Is that a taboo?
I think so, yeah.
What?
Okay, that's fine.
Who here agrees with that?
I'm going to donate my cock.
I don't know, but Steve said he was a donor too, right? Is that what you said?
I hope not your liver.
Yeah.
Oh, his dick.
Be very disappointed.
All right, well, Steve's out of it. Anyway.
Wow.
Penis.
Anyway.
I don't know if I could donate. I kind of want to keep my organs where they are.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's
I thought
self-wise.
You said you
want to
be on the body farm.
Oh, yeah. My whole body to science, maybe. But don't take one organ out. They all belong in a certain spot.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of those body farms?
No.
You get a good amount of money for that. Donate
your body to science, basically, and they will put you in any sort of situation as a dead body.
Yeah.
Cadaver.
And they will, cadaver form. And they will watch you decay, and they will keep notes on when certain flies appear and what kind of temperatures affect the decomposition. And it helps with CSI people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's just it's kind of interesting. There's they did that on CSI, one of the episodes of CSI Vegas, because I'm a CSI snob. And they had people hanging from trees, and people submerged in water, and people in closed confined areas. Yeah. And they were just studying. I thought that was really interesting. So if I was to donate anything, it would be my whole body to that.
Don't they also give those bodies away to first year med school students?
Yeah. Yes. They'll work on
so they can dissect them and take all this shit out and move shit around.
They do.
Fill it with sand and then sew it back up.
So what do you donate, Lauren?
Fill it with sand.
So what do you get rid of? Your brain?
No. If she doesn't want to talk about it, she doesn't have to.
It's very personal.
I don't think... You don't have to tell me, but I just think it's weird that someone would think that's a personal thing.
Why?
Like what you're donating. I don't know. It just seems like such a...
today.
I really can't.
Kid.
Yeah, I had a bad day.
Kind of on the same path as Vaughn.
Bone marrow.
Die.
Yeah, but what... I don't get what the personal thing is. Yeah.
Maybe there's a story behind what she's donating. Maybe there's a reason, you know?
Well, that's understandable, but... We're not going to get all that from just a
no. Well,
liver.
I thought I'd ask. I thought it was an interesting topic, but I don't want to put her on the spot.
Okay.
I'm not putting her on the spot. I'm just.
I don't know what you could possibly donate that would be
personal.
Yeah,
well, I think anyone who's a donor, I think it's a very personal thing to want to donate something.
Isn't it checked off on the back of your card what you'll donate? Like, what if somebody got that?
It's not checked off. What on your license?
It used to be checked.
No,
off.
Not anymore.
Used to be.
Not
it used
anymore.
To be it had a bunch of boxes in different.
It did.
It
used to be, but now the new license doesn't have that.
Wow, I wonder who decided that was like.
Well, it's got on that. You know that barcode in the back of your license.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's all on that. When they scan it, you ever have them? You ever have anybody scan the back of your license?
No.
Why would they do that?
They can
actually maybe at a bar.
No. Well, yeah, at a bar they do it.
Okay.
At a bar they could scan it just to make sure it's
to
legal.
Verify it's real.
Valid.
Yeah.
Steve's checking out his license.
Vaughn's going to donate his varicose veins to further research into issues that affect only old ladies. And Vaughn.
He's starting to get tattoos around his varicose veins just to make a very
You should highlight them with tattoos.
Yeah. I might just
highlight them.
Yeah.
Accent.
Get lightning bolts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of lightning bolts. Did you hear about the kid who got struck by lightning in
Brazil? No, but I want to right now.
Some kid was playing Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
UMK3?
And Raiden touched down.
Wait,
he had a controller. He was playing it on Super Nintendo. He had a controller in his mouth, and he was showing his little brother a trick. And he got struck by lightning.
How did he get struck by lightning with a remote in your mouth?
He had a controller in his mouth and one in his hand. I don't know.
It was like a closed circuit then.
I guess so.
I don't know.
And it just shot right up through him. Went out like the wall and it knocked him out for a few seconds. Got back up. Was all right. Fell down again. Started shaking uncontrollably.
Seizure.
Yeah. Boom.
Nice.
Raiden wins.
And then what?
That's all I really needed to know.
Did he die?
I was laughing. So no, he's all right.
I wonder if it will affect him for the rest of his life.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
So now he has a seizure thing.
It's very possible, but out of nowhere.
UMK3 does that to people.
It does. Yeah. Actually, does. Yeah, it's one of the guys on Ultimate MK posted the story, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Busta Kappa?
No.
Oh. Don Bon Jovi?
Oh, stop. I really I can't even imagine what it must be like to get struck by lightning. I don't know, how do you survive?
I was watching some guy that takes pictures. His what's his name? He's like the lightning stalker or something like that, his name is.
He chases lightning bolts?
He does, but he takes pictures of them.
Uh-huh. Sounds like a Star Wars character.
And he's gotten... struck by lightning, I think, a few times, he said. But mm-hmm. he still goes out there, like, with his...
Yeah.
What's... Oh. Go ahead. He still goes out there and gets struck. Like, he doesn't care. Like, it doesn't matter to him as long as he gets those pictures. I don't know.
He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't. He'll just keep going out and taking pictures.
I've been shocked by, like, a cap off of a camera flash. It was holding a charge, and I didn't know it.
Ooh.
And it was not a lightning strike. It did not have that kind of force.
Right.
But it fucked up my little world.
You up. Yeah. Yeah.
I dropped it, and I was like, whoa. Jesus Christ.
I've gotten shocked with when you have like an open switch source, like the on-off switch.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to
stick forks in them all the time.
No.
I didn't know.
No. Just used to stick my finger in there. Because, you know,
why would you do that?
When you're 6 years old, you're like, what the hell is this? Yeah. You get shocked. And you're like, holy shit, the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And then you do it again. And
you
you're
stuck
like, fuck.
A fork in what?
I didn't stick a fork in there, you jackass. Pay attention.
Derek, do you remember that ad for that electronics class with the kid?
Oh, yeah.
Where it said curious about electronics, and it had like a small child with a fork in the outlet.
Oh, my God.
It was saying, like, take our class. I thought that was a cute
ad.
Oh,
here comes Steve.
Christine says she challenges you to a boob off.
Man.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah. You slap them together.
Yeah. Unless she's in a closet, it ain't going to happen.
Like, run into each other like goats.
A boob off would be who could get the most significant reduction. Anyway.
I get it.
That's a joke.
I got that.
It's a fucking joke. Anyway. I had a static electricity shock from somebody recently. It was devastating. I actually saw it jump from my finger to her.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I was like, whoa!
I got electrocuted from the socket in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
I was replacing the lights.
And you know what? You had it all. It was all okay. Except for me. Being OCD.
Yeah. I changed all these. I put the dimmers on these two.
Yeah.
And, I cut the power and all that, and I did it all right. And finally, I'm
done.
And I'm looking. What happened? The switch?
The off was up.
Yeah.
And the on was down.
Yeah. The dimmer was okay, but the one next to
it
was
upside down.
And I could not have that.
And she's just like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't sound like that guy.
Oh, no.
If anybody knows who he is.
I am a preferred customer.
I do not sound like him.
Anyway. So she's just like, just change it. I'm just like, come on. I just did like three of them. I don't just change it. I'm like, all right, fine. So I just like take it off real quick and turn it around.
Without cutting the power.
I'm just like, I'll be all right, you know. And it was kind of like bent or something, or it wouldn't go in right. So I just stuck the screwdriver in there and tried to like kind of jam it in. And ba-doom! I'm like, motherfucker! I took all these fucking precautions. And then finally, I'm just like, all right, just do this real quick. Boom!
No, I seen my father got shocked like 2 feet behind because he was reinstalling a light switch.
Yeah,
and he thought he shot all the power off in the room.
Always got to be sure.
There was one light switch. The light switch he was working on was on another grid, in the other room, and he didn't realize it. And he put that screwdriver. He put that screwdriver in there, and all you see is him get blown back 2 feet, right
goodness.
Into the fucking wall. And it's like, you know, it's me and my little brother when we were like, you know, like 5 or 6. And it was like, holy shit, he's dead.
It's a concussive blast.
That happened to me with my father one time. But my dad was kind of like a cartoon character. I guess he didn't get shocked as badly as your father did.
Yeah.
But he took his hat off, threw it on the ground, stamped on it, and then just ran away.
Wow. He was Yosemite Sam.
He just took off. Derek, you can picture him doing that.
Yeah.
He was so pissed. We were in the basement, and like whatever it was that shocked him, he was just like, gone.
Wow.
And he was pissed.
I was pissed too.
What? Yes. What? What are you saying? There you go.
What's there you go? What happened?
I'm sure Christine's showing her boobs.
The only way she's gonna see that is if we turn off the cam in this room,
She goes into, like, Siberia and does it.
Into Siberia.
Lauren's checking herself out there.
Lauren's
seeing
not
if she's,
gonna do that. She's got...
Lauren's looking for her cell phone.
Lauren's got a lot of class.
We're over. Sure. Goodbye.
Bye, Vaughn. See you later. Don't come back.
Oh, I'm back. What's up?
Oh, shit.
We're done, kids.
Raven
2 hours of
wins.
Bedlam
wow.
is over.
Fatality.
And no titties at all. God damn, that sucks.
Except for hours.
Except for... Oh, well, never mind. I'll see them in a little bit.
What do you think? What do you think makes a bad show like this? Is it temperament? Is it like...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Lack of interest. Nothing interests us tonight.
Yeah.
What?
Do you really think it was that bad?
Pretty bad.
Dude, yeah. We didn't do anything.
It was dull.
We were sucking air all night.
It was dull.
Like this.
I feel like I was the only one
but
coming up with stories.
When Derek sucks air, he also blows it out.
Derek's gonna toot.
Oh! Carly's gonna walk on my fart.
The fuck was that, dude?
What's the matter?
Like a bassoon just went off.
So how many
a
we
bassoon?
Have this show? Three?
How many what?
Plus Vaughn's four.
Yeah.
Vaughn's little tweaker.
You gonna isolate all the farts?
Yep.
Nice. Alright, we will be back.
Maybe next Tuesday.
Tuesday. What do you mean
Tuesday.
Maybe?
Tuesday.
What's the matter, Lauren?
She's passing out.
Yeah, wait till we have some White Castle. Oh my god, I'm gonna sit right in your fucking nose and fart. Oh, the Toucher's got it. Vaughn makes a bad show. That's what it is.
I'm it. Yeah, thank you, Toucher. Goodbye. I hope your fucking country gets destroyed, you cock knocker. Fucking Aborigines hoe.
It's Lola. Hello, Lola. Hello. Hello. Daddy loves Lola. Lola. Say hello to everybody. Hi, everybody. My name's Lola. I'm Lola.